Ladies and gentlemen, this will be a day long remembered. It's Friday, October 10th, 2025, and the globalist deep state's collapsing at accelerated rates all around us.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Day, but today we haven't had one this jam-packed in the last 8-9 months Trump's been in, maybe 2 or 3 times, and the news is just unbelievably good on so many fronts, also extremely dangerous and deadly on others. We've got our work cut out for us today. I need to really be a good boy and compartmentalize this and just hit these stories. It's now official. They're already saying it. Chuck Schumer says publicly that they're going to keep the government shut down until October 18th for the National Antifa Uprising, the same groups that fund it. They call no kings. And they have the talking point that Antifa doesn't exist because it's directed by George Soros and his son. We've produced the documents. It's all on record. It's been known forever. Now, they've been declared an international terrorist group, not just domestic. So Trump gets what's coming. And so the main uprising they've now targeted for the 18th of October, 8 days from now, I guess that's next Saturday, will we see another Tim Walz cabinet member or agency head or appointee go and shoot some Democrat officials will try to blame it on Trump and me again? I mean, I'm sure they've got some really nice tricks up their sleeve, and they're not even hiding it. Hakeem Jeffries on Monday, yeah, we need to have an uprising. You know, we need to get everybody really pissed off. We need to use the shutdown to have an uprising. And so now we have all these other high-level Democrats saying the exact same thing. Like the mayor of Chicago, we have a new video. Brandon Johnson declares rebellion against the feds, vows to lead a resistance. These are quotes. Rebellion. Lead resistance. Starting to get what I told you. They're going to go all the way. It's already been implemented. They already launch the torpedoes. They're coming in. They're going with the Podesta plan. And so I got all this incredible news. Oh, Trump getting stubborn, the Nobel laureate, Letitia James getting indicted. On and on and on. I'll hit it all. But do you understand they are publicly saying they're launching uprisings? They're already shooting up ICE facilities and killing people every week. They're already shooting up ICE vehicles. They're already attacking and ramming people. They're already got hit lists on everybody that's a prominent conservative talk show host. They already knocked down Tucker Carlson's door. I mean, I could go on for 10 years. They already shot up Scalise, tried to kill everybody else. They already broke the ribs and punctured the lungs of Senator Paul. They already tried to kill Trump twice. They already killed Charlie Kirk. This is definitely going on. And I guess when Antifa starts burning the country down next Saturday, if they get their way, I'll expect the right-wing populist movement to say it's Netanyahu or something. Oh, Netanyahu's got plenty of problems. We don't need to make stuff up. We got big news on that front. Of course, an appellate court upheld Trump sending National Guard to Portland. Every one of these rulings just overturned. It's cut and dry. He has those powers. And he needs to go ahead and declare the Insurrection Act now because he has to have those powers kicked in to have the troops be armed. And this is exactly what troops are for. It's why it's in the Constitution. Not going around confiscating law-abiding citizens' guns or putting you in FEMA camps. No, when you got leftists burning down cities, you send in the military to smash them when the local authorities are overwhelmed or standing down.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is Friday, October 10th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones, your chronicler, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. You're not number one. You're the whole shooting match. You're the whole county fair. You are the entire enchilada. So, however you're listening to us, share the word. And if you're listening on AM and FM, tell folks locally about that. But tell your family in another state, maybe another country, hear the forbidden, verboten truth. What the bad guys hate above all other transmissions, InfoWars. With yours truly, Alex Jones, at Real Alex Jones on X, the Alex Jones Network on Rumble, and still at InfoWars.com/show. And be sure and follow me there. All right. All right. Here's the news. It all ties together. Trump gets the big peace deal, and it looks like it's holding, so this is great. This is eight conflicts he's killed in 9 months. Obama got a peace prize when he was president-elect and then started a bunch of wars and dropped more Predator drone bombs on people than all presidents combined. So he got a Nobel Peace Prize. You don't want a Nobel Peace Prize. Henry Kissinger got a Nobel Prize. Al Gore got one for saying polar bears can't swim and the ice caps have all melted and we'll be under 10 feet of water, all lies. But I'm telling you, the politicians and globalists, and I guess Trump as well, and I've talked to a lot of people in the White House, a lot of billionaires, Bilderberg Group members, you name it, that don't like the globalists that I've talked to personally recently, I'll leave it at that, that they are obsessed with this damn Nobel Prize. And the one they want above all others is the Peace Prize. And the Nobel Prize has basically always been a joke. I mean, Alfred Nobel invented dynamite and said he felt guilty about it and a bunch of other munitions. And the thing is a joke. Putin came out and said, you know, Trump really is trying to stop wars. And if anybody deserves it, he does. But that only adds credibility to the stupid prize. Peace is the prize itself. So we've got that coming up and the ramifications of that, but that's not our top story, obviously. Letitia James indicted. Not our top story, but still very important because of what it leads to. Now, remember, even before 3 weeks ago when the Democrats reported on MSNBC, oh, the word is James Comey and Letitia James will be indicted by this weekend. Well, I said months and months and months before, including 8 months ago, that it would be Comey, then Letitia James, and then down the line, because I knew about some of the investigations and also knew theirs was very cut and dry. And, of course, we nailed that. But a whole bunch of other indictments are coming, and I'll give you the inside scoop on that. And that, again, makes the deep staters even more dangerous than ever. And that ties into the nationwide, literally funded by Alexander Soros, who took over his dad's evil foundation a few years ago. Literally, the No Kings protest is the new name of Antifa. Because remember, Antifa doesn't exist, and there's no terror group, and they never attacked anybody. Yeah, I've just been physically attacked by them. Most of my crew has. They're constantly killing people. They're attacking ICE facilities. They're ramming police vehicles, ICE vehicles. I mean, oh, no, they don't exist. That's why they beat up Savannah Hernandez probably 10 times. They just don't exist, though. When they climb on our vehicles and beat the windows with ball peen hammers and looks like something out of Road Warrior. And Schumer's only concern right now is being the headliner on October 18th for No Kings protest and appealing to radical base. We'll be getting to that. And Schumer is going to keep the shutdown going, according to Mike Johnson's sources that talk directly to him, until the 18th, in the words of Hakeem Jeffries, to build anger and hopefully trigger nationwide violence. And all that ties into Trump and the Insurrection Act. We have so much to go over here today. But I could show you, I mean, you don't need me to tell you about this, you've seen it too. I could show you 100 hours of Antifa beating up men, women, and children, attacking babies and baby strollers. If you have just a mainline Christian event at a park in any major leftist city, they'll just show up and attack you. The police will sit back in the blue cities and help them and cheer them on. And if you defend yourself, arrest you and throw your ass in prison. Soros, the Democrats have the courts. They have control of the police in the major cities. They control the brown shirt thugs, Antifa, and others. Whenever Black Lives Matter and Antifa burned down much of the country in the summer of love in 2020, they were given hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money by the blue cities as settlements for being abused by the police, rewards for what they did, and, of course, all let out of jail instantly for violence they engaged in, shooting people in the back of the head for no reason but because they were white. Of course, it's white people in Antifa mainly, too, doing it. Burning down federal buildings, bombing federal buildings. And you got movies like Civil War last year promoting it. And now Leonardo DiCaprio and one battle after another glorifying bombing with plastic explosives and dynamite, ICE facilities and murdering federal agents. All choreographed, all prepared. But don't worry. Jimmy Kimmel came out reading his talking points and said, Antifa doesn't exist. Remember, migrant caravans didn't exist. Human trafficking didn't exist. And mothers and fathers don't exist. And X and Y chromosomes don't exist. But it gets better. Kimmel says he never said that a Trump supporter killed Charlie Kirk. Of course, he does, clear as day. That's coming up. But now he says it's a lie. So if you wonder if they'll stop lying when it totally backfires on them, no, they're going to double down. The idiot has less than a million viewers a night. He had a dead cat bounce when they brought him back, 3 or 4 million, but it's right at about a million. Folks, I could sit there, you watch it, and do a live feed from my bedroom at midnight and get 5 million viewers easily. I mean, it's just a joke. Elon Musk does an interview with Trump. 1 billion people tune in. But there's still this facade, though, so that the few remaining supporters of the left, the Islamists and all the rest of them, can still feel like they're in charge. Oh, they've got the biggest sets. They've got the biggest in-studio audiences. They've got dozens and dozens of writers per show and $50 million salaries. Divide a million viewers into 50 million. That's what Colbert was paid. How much is Colbert paid per viewer? But it's the facade. So absolutely incredible. Now, let's all this ties together. So I couldn't really tell you what the top story is. They're all interconnected. Big war news with Russia and things that are really important and issues there that are just unprecedentedly dangerous and the precarious nature of the economy and the new front runner to be that replaced Newsom when he runs for president is literally a psychotic goblin woman who's even more hideous and dumb than Kamala Harris. Looks like some type of animatronic white gorilla. About Katie Porter. That's all coming up. And so much more today. But the Letitia James issue has so many sides, so many angles to it that are so illustrative of what we're facing. She runs on, I don't know what I'm going to put Trump in jail for, but if I get elected Attorney General of New York with total backing of Soros, I'm going to throw his ass under the prison. And then all her racist comments about, we're sick of these cracker, lily, white people, and we're getting rid of all the white men. I mean, this is a racist-ass lady. And dumb. And then she's got all these houses she claims are primary residence. She's got houses she claims are single dwelling, and then they're broken up in apartments. And then she writes it all off on taxes. It's called fraud. It's called money laundering. It's called being a criminal. And this is just the first of many indictments. Federal bank fraud and false claims charges. Next is tax evasion and then mortgage fraud. Told you it wasn't going to be mortgage fraud, remember? Months ago. And I told you it's going to be Comey first at the first Fed targeted. And then at the first state official targeted by the new DOJ will be Letitia James. And I wasn't told that by insiders. I could look at the cases, scan it all, see what was happening. And then when I did tell insiders, they said, who told you that? No comment. And do not say you got that from me. Because people then suspect and think I must be being told all this. They didn't know who they could get indicted first. I knew who the main targets were. No. I just have so many data points, folks. How I keep doing it. I had folks from the Pentagon call me 3.5 years ago. And they said, you know you're under total DOJ and Pentagon surveillance. And they said, especially after what you did in October, saying the Russians are going to invade by the end of February. And then you nailed it. And just so you know, you're now under total, like, live time. Not just the recording, everything I do. We have, there's whole teams listening. And like, we figured out that you weren't told this by the Russians. Plus, they wouldn't even tell you that, we would imagine. But you nailed it basically to the day. I said, like, probably the 22nd, 23rd, 24th. And they said, again, you really ought to come work with us. And I said, no, I operate independently. You know, I got the call from the FBI right after the Vegas attack. And they said, did you know what you said the 2 nights before? You said the next few nights at a big rock concert or music concert outside around 10 o'clock at night, there'll be a giant casualty event from terrorists. And I said, no, I forgot I said that. Because that was one of the few times at the end of the show, I was covering another story and it just popped into my head. And I've been trying to train myself and the Holy Spirit told me to say something just to say it. Because sometimes I literally like get taken over. I mean, I channel on air. But I've always blocked it out when I get the urge to just start saying something. I go, And I'm trying to train myself to just open up and do it. So, yeah, they're definitely scared that I know all this stuff. Because I knew before they knew it would be Comey and then Letitia James. And there's hours of me saying, you all heard it till your ears bled. I told Owen like 3-4 months ago in the studio with him. I said, you watch, it'll be Comey and Letitia James. He just laughed at me. Yeah, all right. Yeah, because I'm never right, folks. All right? But a lot of being able to predict this, and the reason God's given me this gift and these skills is so people listen and know what I'm talking about, so we can start changing the future and knowing what's coming to stop it. 4 or 5 days before the June 14th last No Kings riots and demonstrations, I said, I also think there's a good chance they won't just shoot up migrants or blow up a traditional black college, which nobody was talking about then. Now they're saying the right wing's going to blow them up. They're pre-programming. I said, they might kill a bunch of Democrat politicians and blame it on Trump or a supporter or maybe even me. 4 or 5 days later, within an hour of it, Trump and Alex Jones are to blame in the Minnesota killings of the state rep and senator and their spouses getting shot. So this isn't about bragging. It's about on record, people. Trump will announce he's the winner at 1:27. 3 hours before they announced he was the winner. At 1:27, he walks out and announces exactly. So I'm trying to train myself, and it's probably going to get weird because some of this stuff is not even from me. I'm just going to, like, I get the sensation. I'm just going to say it. Just being honest with everybody. It's how the universe works, and it's not weird. It's who we are. And every religion and every ancient culture knew that people have these skills. Tucker Carlson's talked about my skills. And the reason he's done that is the final cherry on top was a few years ago when I said, I know why the demon attacked you. And I said, God wants me to tell you. At the dinner table with his crew and family. And they're all ignoring us because they're all talking. A bunch of women. It's fine, you know, they're all chattering over here. And I just said, all right, here's what happened. And he literally said, he was like, I haven't told my wife this. How do you? I said, it's not me, Tucker. And he hasn't told the story yet because it's embarrassing. I mean, not for him. It's a very prominent person that tried to put the Crowley on him. And God wanted Tucker to know. And so God used me. And so I'm very humble about all this. I mean, this is not me. Let's just get that straight. But let's move on from that now and really get into the Letitia James thing. A, now that two of their Soros kingpins at the state and federal level have been indicted, their minions, their operatives, have always believed they were invincible. They've always believed they were above the law. They always believed that there couldn't be any repercussions. And now that this is happening, and I'm telling you, hundreds of indictments are coming. And for all the black pillars, I scan the news all day. There have been thousands of indictments of corrupt people in DHS stealing $50 million here, $100 million there, $300 million there, that they've raided dozens that I know of, and I can't track it all. Law firms that run fake, you know, scam immigration, human trafficking stuff, they've indicted high-level party officials that are involved in election fraud and scamming and all sorts of money laundering all over the country. There's no study on it, but I can tell you, this new DOJ that had to get approved to get their people in and still haven't many cases has indicted more Democrats that are mid-level and high-level than all of the Republican administrations in my lifetime. That's definitely going on. I mean, 8 Democrats, New York, indicted this week, 10 that week, 7 in California, 4 this week, 9 the next. I mean, I can't even keep track of it. And it is substantive. And it just blips in the news, because they don't want to make a big deal about it. Just like you don't really hear about Comey being indicted. They're trying to play down Letitia James. Because they got to put on this confidence act for everybody. So what we have with Trump is a brand new man. And he's cracking the whip. You have to understand, Letitia James was already indicted months ago. Comey, I told you this at the time, now it came out last week, was indicted. The grand jury's indicted him. And the U.S. attorneys and prosecutors sat on him, so Trump had to get him to resign or remove him. And he's like, oh, God, he's taking control of the Justice Department. You're damn right he is. He's the commander-in-chief and the chief law enforcement officer. This idea that if the grand juries have indicted someone and he finds out they're sitting on the indictments, that he can't remove those people, well, then why the hell do we elect them? Did we elect these district judges to say he can't send troops to Chicago or Memphis? And, of course, all these rulings get overturned by real courts. These Article 3s are administrative, made by Congress. They're not even real federal courts. They're not co-equal like the Supreme Court and the appellate courts. And then, oh, the Supreme Court's co-equal. But the appellate courts, they are in the co-equal branch. But all these other Article 3s aren't even real judiciaries. They are administrative law of Congress. And the Judiciary Act of 1803. So when I already know all this, a first-year law student would know all this stuff. It's cut and dry that when you hear he's a dictator and you hear it's all tyranny, it's lies. When you hear, oh, the feds, martial law, Jones loves martial law, Jones loves police state. No, I don't. It's in the Declaration of Independence that there was going to be a border patrol. That was the first thing they wanted. It's in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. It's all over the place. The president has 100% the power to arrest and deport illegals. It's vested in him, the only person popularly elected by the entire country. There's one man or one woman. Thank God it isn't Kamala Harris. I'm not against a woman president, by the way. There's a lot of smart women, but the Democrats want a bunch of retarded ones they control. Or ones evil as hell like Hillary Clinton. So let's get that straight. But he needs to invoke the Insurrection Act because that's when his powers kick in. And they have already slow burned and slow boiled this uprising. And it's going down. Now, because a lot of the NGO funding's been cut off by the government, the rest of it, their other attempted uprisings have failed. The one in June, but you did have some, you know, false flag that got pulled off in Minnesota. Tim Walz's fingerprints all over it, literally. Kind of like a Weatherman Underground deal. And they caught a bunch of them with guns and passports trying to flee and a bunch of cash, the wife and a bunch of the Democrat operatives. Everybody kind of chickened out that day except one man. And then he's like, I got set up. I did this for Walz. We're supposed to kill a bunch of Republicans so he could, or a bunch of Democrats so he could play victim and get elected senator. I don't just believe him in his letter he put out from the federal jail. I predicted it. It's not just one thing to believe him. I predicted it days before. So, they're, unless they balk and start running up the white flag, and more of them are, but you got to get all the main command groups to do it. Unless they give up in the next 8 days, which I don't see happening, you're going to see some fireworks on the 8th. And again, the prime targets they've already announced and said, you know, Trump, Alex Jones, Charlie Kirk supporters, by name, are going to do it. Traditional black college, that's where you got a bunch of black people, and they can kill a whole bunch of them, or a migrant demonstration or both. Or they may just kill a bunch of lawmakers and say they're right-wingers doing it for Charlie Kirk. For Charlie Kirk, and in comes the truck bomb. We'll come back with Leticia James. Stay with us.
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Oh,
because you showed up.
Is that the way to
you
call?
Showed up. You voted.
You can extend it right
a
now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks. Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic Party, and the rest of the deep state want you and I to shut up. But we're not going to shut up. That's why on top of the giant sale we've got going, Veterans of the InfoWar right now, you get an additional 10% off at checkout at thealexshowstore.com with promo code Hakeem. Because no, Hakeem, we're not going to shut up. And when Americans and others back InfoWars and this operation and what we're doing, they are literally defending the tip of the spear. This is the media operation the globalists and the left hate the most. We can't do this without your support. So please help keep us on the air and really say no to Hakeem Jeffries and the rest of these people by going to theauctionstore.com for the best supplements, wide selection of Patriot apparel, and gear. Promo code Hakeem to get 10% off right now.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultra methylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
15 years in the academy, the likes of cadets they ever seen. A man so hard and strangely nice. When he speaks, you never said it twice. They call him judge, it's not in his dread. So break the law and you run up dead. Truth and justice, what he's fighting for. Don't trust the man.
gentlemen, let's move fast here. We got some big guests in the studio and more coming up. I don't want to take calls today on this Friday transmission, but there is just so much to hit here. There's a new attack on RFK Jr. You just can't get away from the Israel Jew stuff, which I'm all over when it's important and needs to be covered, okay? But there's so much more going on in the world. They pointed out a study, a whole bunch of studies, that when you give babies, particularly boys who have weaker blood-brain barriers than girls, Tylenol, around the time you give them shots, that it accelerates the toxins of the shots, the mercury and more, into the brain. And so when does a baby get it at birth? Because they're circumcised. You give them Tylenol, it lowers the blood-brain barrier. It's already a boy. It has lower blood-brain barrier. All the toxins go through, major brain damage. And then the kids are on Tylenol with fevers, and if they take that around the time of the shots, we have the studies. The things go together, a binary weapon. They're now calling it anti-Semitic by cherry-picking it. He puts a study out about the Tylenol, about the surgery, about it, points it out, and then it gets spun by the left to attack him in Big Pharma as anti-Semitic. This is why people are sick of Israel and the ADL and all of it, because it's constantly a political weapon that's used when this has nothing to do with Jews, other than that is a Jewish practice that got picked up in the West and that most Western Europeans have. And I'm circumcised, but I would say, you know, to my four children when they have children, probably don't want to do that because you didn't ask them. Now, you have the medical arguments for it both ways. It doesn't matter. Like, what's up with the Muslims cutting the clitorises off girls? What's up with the Middle East, man? And again, why do we have to have all this Middle Eastern culture? I'm sick of it. Don't cut the little girls' clitorises off. Don't cut the little boys' foreskin off. And if Jews want to do that and have the Moyles come in and do all their business, I don't hate you. I don't even dislike you. I'm just sick of the whole world being about you people. I'm talking about the Muslims and the Jews. Just please. And the people that hate the Jews are some of the biggest liars, and they're out. I'm sick of them as much or more. I'm just sick of all of you and your weird, sick relationships and all your weird fighting and all your weird Hathcock McCoy crap. Kennedy's just trying to stop all the brain damage and saying, oh, we have these studies that give the kid Tylenol, give him shots at the same time because they cut the foreskin off. It's all just insane, and then it somehow turns into anti-Semitism. Tylenol is a highly toxic compound. We all know it. Jack, I kind of already covered it. That's coming up, too. I mean, this is the bonker town stuff we're dealing with. I mean, I love Beethoven, but if I was locked in a prison cell for 5 years listening to the same record play over and over again, I'd hate every note of it. And it's the same thing with all this stuff. I'm just sick and tired of everything being World War II. Everything based in analogies off World War II. That's 80 years ago. Can we move into the future here? Can I judge people off of their character, what they produce and do, instead of all this crap? But I'm digressing. Let's get to Letitia James. So, the rats are leaving the sinking ship. They thought they were invulnerable. They thought they were above the law. They thought they were untouchable. They thought they never have repercussions for the things they've done. No consequences. And you see the arrogance draining out of them now. Letitia James on record is claiming, what, four residences, primary residence? That's fraud. Three counts of it. I mean, if I had two houses and claimed them both primary residence and wrote them both off of the IRS thing, what the IRS would do in most cases is just say, I'm sure that's a mistake, right? Because that's fraud. We're not, which one do you want? But in a lot of cases, you get indicted for it. Tens of thousands of people a year get indicted. But she's the attorney general that ran on putting Trump in jail. She brought all these fake cases saying Mar-a-Lago's worth $18 million when he can sell it for $1 billion. It's all a fraud. So it's because she's at an even higher standard. You indicted him for that and a bunch of other stuff. You ran for office and said you didn't know what he'd done, but you'd find something and put him in jail. You started it, and he was innocent. You're not, fat ass. She said on a form she was married to her father to get another write-off. What's up with these people, man? I'm talking about leftists. Ilhan Omar, her. Bunch of weirdos, man. You know, I'm a populist, I'm a conservative, and I know my family, everybody else around me. We just go to the most reputable law firm or CPA, and they handle all our stuff, and we don't touch it. And we follow the law. And if we don't like the law, we get into power and we change the law. Like no tax on tips and everything else you just saw. You people do it the other way. You pass a bunch of laws to screw everybody else and exempt yourselves from them, from fraud. So Letitia James, my lawyers have begged me not to get into this for all the different reasons, but we know that she fired up multiple state grand juries and got the Southern District of New York to launch multiple grand juries, a few have been in the news, that I had to get lawyers and respond to, and it went on for years. Millions of dollars. And I knew all the stuff they were accusing me of was a lie. And despite the fact that New York has almost as high an indictment rate of conservatives as D.C., by the grace of God, they had zero evidence and did not indict me. But she tried to indict me and put me in prison. I'm sitting there in the show trial 2022 in Texas. And they're up there saying I have hundreds of millions of dollars, never had any of that. And they're saying I'm a fraud. And it's all scripted. I've already been found guilty. HBO's producing it. And I get up on the stand. And I said, no, I'm in bankruptcy. I don't have any money. And she goes, you are a liar. Get the jury out. And she goes, this is why you're here. You have tons of money. You're a fraud. And I'm sitting there. She goes, if you say one more thing, I'll hold you in contempt. And I just had a meeting 2 days before my accountants. They're like, you're $3 million in the hole. All, at the time, I'm shelling, that's why I was shelling money out to fight Letitia James, and I'm out of money. And my dad secretly goes and does a double mortgage on his house, which is not that fancy of a house. And he's secretly paying my bills when the accountant didn't want me to know. So I was way in the hole. I'm not whining, just imagine. I'm way in the hole. Battling these Democrats on every front, civilly and criminally. I'm out of money. And that demonic blue-haired Antifa Soros judge in Austin looks at me. This famous clip is on the news. She's like, you're here because you lie. You're here. You make up your own facts. You're rich. And we're going to put a guy on tomorrow for a full day. And you can't respond saying you're worth $380 million. I never made $60 million in my life, personally. Most of it went to law. I'm just sitting there going, all right. But you know, there's a real judge in the universe. It's called God, lady. And you don't believe and reap what you sow. You don't believe in what comes around goes around. Okay. I do. So do I feel sorry for Letitia James? Fuck no. And am I vengefully happy about this? No, she's a sack of crap. I guarantee you that woman can't even wipe her own ass. She's a bug-eyed idiot that Soros put in there. But she wants to bring down this country. She wants to put our president in jail. She wants to stop you from voting for who you want. She wants to steal your rights as a free American, destroy our republic. And she thinks she's invincible. And she thinks she's above the law. And she thinks she'll be some cause celeb now No, lady, they ain't going to cover your case because it's all open and shut. And there's going to be hundreds of more indictments, sweetie. And you're going to get convicted. And James Comey's going to get convicted, even though these are in Democrat jurisdictions, because I'm on the ground. I know people are sick of you. And they want justice more than anything. So for me, it's not even personal, even though I've personally been raped by these people. My identity, the truth, my money, my life, my family. But she wouldn't let us put our CPAs or accountants on. She wouldn't let us put my bank accounts up. She wouldn't let us put my tax returns out. We asked. She said, no, we're doing a whole damn testimony and you can't say a word while we get up there with some person never examined our books and said I'm worth $300+ million. And that I got it all from these people that raised $300 million off my name, it turns out, in the records, claiming I persecuted them. Everything they say about me is them. And I got to move on. I'm not whining about myself. I'm just saying I personally been raped by Letitia James legally. While I was getting raped at the exact same time, gang raped by the Connecticut and Texas rig courts. These people don't even see you as human. So do I know Trump's been persecuted? Yeah, because I've had a train pulled on my ass by the Democrats, and so has Trump. You know what a train is, right? Big old line of people screwing you in the ass. So, in fact, I'd rather have that happen than this type of train. So they've had a big old locomotive pointed at Donald Trump's asshole and mine and a bunch of the people. And you bet, lady, I just want you off my back. It's like in Pulp Fiction where he's tied up and they're raping him. I'm just like, can this please end? You're the ones started it. You're the ones do all this. You're the ones opened the border and smuggled in 500,000 kids for sex slavery, for God's sakes. You're bad people. And you think your intimidation is going to go on forever. We're done. And all I want is these prosecutors and these judges. I'm tied up and they're lined up behind me. And I'm just hoping Trump can get control and indict him, because when he does that, he removes one off my back. And then another just jumps on. I'm sorry if the analogy is true. And I'm just sitting here getting raped. God, and Trump is too. It's just like, can this end? And then they've got the nerve to sit there and act like they're the victims. You're the ones raped Americans with your 4 shots and kicked everybody out of the military and hundreds of thousands of nurses and doctors. You're 30 million dead worldwide from it. You're the ones been physically raping us, raping our kids' minds with transgenderism and all the LGBT crap. You are spiritual, cultural, legal, medical rapists. That's what the totalitarians are. They want to rape your rights. And America and the world is tired of taking it from you. And you're gaslighting. Half my crew's been hit over the head in this office by Antifa one time or another. We've had hammers thrown at us, our vehicles attacked, beat up. But Jimmy Kimmel said it doesn't exist. That's his arrogance to you. It's their army, their brown shirts, and they're so scared if they can't have their communist uprising, and their communists don't think they're above the law with all the Soros DAs and judges, well, then that's it for them, because that's all they got left. We got them in check, folks. One more move, checkmate. And all over the world, we're beating their ass with the truth. So you bet I'm excited. Like being held under the water, drowning, and getting back to the top, getting some air. That's the feeling. It's not triumphing over them. It's not dominating them. It's surviving. It's getting, when you're burning down police stations, this is Atlanta, shoot, all this stuff. I mean, you wonder why we got so much energy, why we're so strong, because you have been holding us underwater. We are fighting for our lives. You are the bullies. You are the criminals. But you're sociopaths, and you do it through legal and all these systems. So you're actually big wimps. So you don't understand how you're hurting really strong, mean people who don't want to go crush you. We just want you out of our lives. We have indifference to you, like dog shit out in the field. We don't hate you. We don't like you. We just don't want to look at you. You're piles of shit. But in history, scum always keeps pushing, and you're going to get what you're looking for. So here is this piece of filth bragging she was going to indict Trump when she was running for office. Then here's my prediction on it. And then go to her whining and complaining that this is Trump's weaponization. Everything she says is what they did. Trump knows if he doesn't get them off his throat, my throat, your throat, we're screwed. And finally they see he's starting to get control. And that's why Schumer's keeping the government shut down to the 18th, he said, to get everybody as mad as possible when they launch their new Antifa Black Lives Matter uprising. And black folks aren't involved in this, not even 5%. They wear the skin of the black people. It's what they do to me. They create a straw man. Oh, we represent the black people. Then they use psyopers to use some bad event with the cops or something to rush in with the media to try to use the black people in their own documents to do their dirty work. Well, guess what? Black folks are on to you. You can have your puppets up there like Letitia James, all these black women prosecutors against Trump. Well, if we prosecute Trump who's innocent, we'll just have black women do it, and then they won't be able to criticize because they're black women. Kamala Harris, she's not black. It's the same thing. You should be insulted by people trying to use your identity. But that's what the left does. All right, go to the clips. Here it is.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money. What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
I told you months ago that first Comey would be indicted and then Letitia James.
Letitia James will be indicted. As I told you, first Comey, then Letitia James, then John Brennan, then Clapper, then John Bolton. And it leads on from there.
This is nothing more than a continuation of the president's desperate weaponization of our justice system. He is forcing federal law enforcement agencies to do his bidding. All because I did my job as the New York State Attorney General. These charges are baseless, and the president's own public statements make clear that his only goal is political retribution at any cost. The president's actions are a grave violation of our constitutional order and have drawn sharp criticism from members of both parties. His decision to fire a United States attorney who refused to bring charges against me and replace them with someone who is blindly loyal not to the law, but to the president, is antithetical to the bedrock principles of our country. This is the time for leaders on both sides of the aisle to speak out against this blatant perversion of our system of justice. I stand strongly behind my office's litigation against the Trump Organization. We conducted a 2-year investigation based on the facts and evidence, not politics. Judges have upheld the trial court's finding that Donald Trump, his company, and his two sons are liable for fraud. I'm a proud woman of faith, and I know that faith and fear cannot share the same space. And so today I'm not fearful. I'm fearless. And as my faith teaches me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. We will fight these baseless charges aggressively, and my office will continue to fiercely protect New Yorkers and their rights. And I will continue to do my job.
No weapon formed against you will prosper if you're on God's side. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it, And James, you work for Soros, the Democrats, and the pedophile army of Satan. You are of the devil, witch. And your time is at hand. You and your bosses. Everything she said there is what she's done to Trump and me personally. The woman is a witch. But the bigger story is, when all these other indictments start, you're not scared, huh? See, you thought this would scare us. All you did was piss us off. But we know what you're made of. And you're going to fold, and you're already folding. Because you're a loser. We're not going to back down no matter what happens. Not when you try to kill us, any of it. All right, I got a few more clips on her. And I'm going to move on to the big enchilada and show you the clips. Schumer is keeping the government shut down. He now admits they're the ones who voted to do it. To get everybody pissed off and try to cause a civil war. And you're like, yeah, we hear this every day. We know. I know, but now we're in it. And then we got the Peace Prize stuff and illustrating that. And we got so much more. I'm going to take your call. Special guest in the studio. Before I go to break, this is the new sale only running yesterday. It's going to be running through Monday afternoon. And it is the 1997 InfoWars Mega Sale. That's when InfoWars.com got started. I've been on the air since 94. And they are able to shut us down here very soon. The Supreme Court's ruling on it today. Can't make this up. It will be on our tombstone, 1997 to 2025. But it'll just make InfoWars the idea that much bigger. So long as we keep fighting, it doesn't matter. But regardless, you need to get the new veterans line of the InfoWar. Veterans of the InfoWar line, some of the coolest shirts ever designed by the folks at Bigley. I designed that one. These are amazing. I love them, and you love them too. We're having record sales right now of the shirts. That's great. But because they are high quality and printed in America, we're not making much when we sell them for $19.97. So they're all there. Over 600 designs now. On the side of different t-shirts, ball caps, you name it. A lot of limited edition stuff. Check it all out. And you can buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies with 93 vitamins and minerals and trace elements and natural peptides and the very best iodine. Buy it and get 50% off on that at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. And if you have the app, the shopping cart's on the app, alexjonesapp.com, takes you there on Apple. The droid launches soon. An additional 20% off on top of all the other sales going on right now. So be sure to buy it through the app, alexjonesapp.com. We'll be right back with hour number two. Share the live feeds now.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before. Look in the dark we borrowed. Look at the leaders we followed. And I don't want to hear no more.
People are always asking, where are the good men and women? Why don't people stand up against this tyranny? Why don't people do something and turn the tide? Well, when you do, at the beginning of a change, you get massively attacked, you get sued, you get demonized, you get infiltrated, you get killed, you get put in prison. But that's the job of leaders and trailblazers, shock troops, is to hit the barbed wire. And for timid souls out there that never tasted neither victory nor defeat, they think those of us that are willing to sacrifice for freedom are the losers or something's wrong with us. You don't understand how good it feels at a cellular, genetic, spiritual, DNA level to stand up for humanity and actually be fighting for what's right. They got a lot of good people fighting for tyranny, believing they're doing something good. But now it's become so clear, people are leaving evil in droves and realizing they were wrong. Kennedy, Gabbard, the list goes on and on. We have turned the tide because the individual is waking up and understanding that. Yeah, my persecution's not fun. Except it's the best thing ever happened to me. Getting bullied and beat up in sixth grade a lot and learning to fight back. It wasn't fun at the time with kids that had flunked 2-3 grades that had mustaches beating me up. But learning to fight and then what came out of that is the best thing ever happened to me in my life. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. And that's why this whole globalist covert attack system is hidden. Because they don't want you to ever know what hit you. Well, I'm here to tell everybody what's hitting you. And I know there's a fighter each of you out there has inside of you. And I'm telling you, you're born to fight. You're born to win. But you got to get out of your comfort zone and get off the metaphysical couch and stop being victims. When we expose bad things that are happening to humanity, we don't do it to then be victims and whine and get in the fetal position. Get up, get on your feet. And that's where you find the magic. So I've already covered Letitia James. Just a monstrous, weak, pathetic teleprompter reading puppet. And long after she's indicted and convicted and shuffles off to a few years in prison, we need to be indicting the people above her because she's just a patsy. She's just a shill. She's just a puppet. But the globalist entire system hinges on them believing they got a get out of jail free card. And now they're learning they don't have a get out of jail free card. Now they're learning that there's retribution. Now they're learning what all of us, from whatever background we come from that lived in the real world, know. This world's a two-way street. And anybody that thinks they can run around doing evil stuff and that isn't going to end up backfiring on them is a fool. Like Johnny Cash said, you can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, but sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. And at the end of the day, all that really matters is we're on God's side. Because this whole experience is nothing but a test in the third dimension. We return in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sleep. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. That God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
All right.
You may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time.
That old trip's hurt. Starting to arrive in Memphis, Chicago, Portland. Of course, the higher courts overrode the lower courts that 100% have no authority to block it.
Go tell that long-tongued liar.
And so, now, where are we? We're in the Podesta plan, where they force the lawlessness, they know Trump will follow the law, he'll send in the troops, because the federal officers are completely outnumbered and being killed, and then they're going to false flag. And they're vectoring in on next Saturday, October 18th, Chuck Schumer as the go-day. Now, I said on the last No Kings thing on June 14th, I said there's a good chance it's going to fizzle. Because they've lost control, they know they're being watched. It's hard to get Merck teams to go do a mass shooting of illegal alien migrants or blow up a black college. I said they'll probably kill a bunch of Democrat politicians and blame it on Trump and probably me. And they did. Within 1 hour of the shooting breaking in Minnesota, the senator and the state rep and their families, Trump and I were blamed. And then the guy that did it said, no, it was part of a larger operation with Tim Walz to blame Republicans. That story got shut down real quick, didn't it? So when I look into my crystal ball, studying everything they do, and that last little ingredient, the Holy Spirit, I don't know what's going to happen next Saturday because our enemy's paralyzed. They don't know. But I do know their plan, and I do know they've unleashed these what I call wind-up toys, where even if they try to stop what they've already set up, I don't think they can. I think it's a very safe bet, unless we pray hard and keep our heads on a swivel, that we're going to see big stuff next weekend. What do you think? I think you're thinking just like I do. What else they got? They're letting the Soros kingpins at the state level know for all their persecution and lawfare, you're indicted. They're letting the FBI and all the corrupt people at the federal level, Comey, you're indicted. And I know what cases are ripe and easy to prove. That's part of the calculus that goes into a lot of other calculus. But let me tell you who's going to be indicted next on the current trajectory. Jack Smith. One of the NGO directors of Antifa. There's five or six groups I know are being looked at. That's another one. A whole bunch of other NGO heads. Law firms doing human trafficking. That's easy. It's already happening. It's not even a prediction. It's already going on. And then I know who the main target is, the mastermind. And that's going to be John Brennan. And I think it'll be on some side issue, money laundering or something like that. I think the Chicago mayor is going to get indicted. And Pritzker is so evil and has been so lawless. I got a sneaking suspicion he's going to get indicted real fast. Because, see, there's a thing about once a fight starts, the bully sitting there beating up, you know, some 18-year-old bully beating up some 13-year-old kid, and all of a sudden, the 13-year-old's brother's driving by and sees his little brother getting beat up, and all of a sudden, the bully's got a whole other thing to deal with. See, they brought us into this war. And we know they're not going to give us any quarter. You know what quarter is, right? In the old days with chivalry in Europe, and the Japanese had chivalry too. It's a standard deal. You have rules of war. And so before a fight starts, you know, it's not just the old West where they would have duels. It was legal. Two men decide to go out in the street and kill each other. Just don't hurt any bystanders. You're allowed to kill each other. In the old days where they had, you know, gunpowder and stuff, it was a duel with a on horseback with big spears, joust. Or it was sword fight. A sword duel. And you decide before the fight, is there going to be quarter given? Which means if you chop somebody's arm off, and they're beat, can they tap out and say, I give up? But if the opponent says, no quarter given, then you know there'll be no quarter given back. So this is a no quarter battle. This is all the way, folks. So just commit. If you get in a fight and you don't commit to go all the way, you're going to get your ass kicked. But if you get in a fight, and I use this as a political metaphor, I don't mean literal violence, and you just turn on the juice and decide to dominate your enemy, you will win. If you've got any of the gear that God gave you in operational. I can't tell you how many times I've seen somebody in a fight or my own self where they start it, they knock you upside the head, it knocks you off for just a second, and they sit back and they wait to see what's going to happen. If they've been in enough real fights with real men, they'd know that's just the start. You got to finish it. And what the Democrats did to us, they never even landed a major blow. They just woke us up. And they kept thinking if they hit us, we'll just give up. And I had Democrats tell me, you know we're mafia. You know we're going to hurt you. And I'm like, yeah, I already know that. They're like, you know, they punch you and they go, hey, I'm going to hurt you really. You don't think I already know that? You don't think I'm challenging you? And I don't know. It's like I'm looking for this because you're bad people. And even if I get destroyed by you, it's an example to other people to stand up. Like, well, that'll intimidate them. It'll intimidate people don't count. It's not going to intimidate real people. You don't know how the world works. Go ahead, tear me into pieces, see what happens. I don't lose because I know history and I'm in alignment with God. Do you understand you're beaten? I don't want more bloodshed. I don't want this to take off and be 10,000 times worse. It's about to. But if you had any soul in you, any guts, any understanding, you'd know you're beaten. You're beaten. A lot of innocent people are going to get hurt really bad in this, and things can get out of control. We have foreign adversaries. We don't need this to happen. I'm going to tell the Soros people. I'm going to tell the Democrats. I'm going to tell them all, run the white flag up right now. Run that son of a bitch up there. And you don't have to completely join us. I know you're cowards. But just give us the intel, quietly whistleblow, and we will pass over you. We don't want to hurt you. We don't want to hurt people just to feel powerful. But we will hurt you if you continue to hurt us. And we're going to hurt you real bad. I'm warning you, the veneer of civilization is peeling off right now. There's not much time left. If you had any understanding, you'd give up so fast right now. Do you have any idea what our people are like? We're restrained because we know. You're attracted to death and war and oppression and power because you're scared of it. You don't know it. Those of us that know it have respect for it and don't want to go there because we are war. We are death because we're life. See, we bring the life, so we also have the death. You bring nothing but failure and stagnancy. You have summoned your Titan destroyer. You have literally summoned the Gola that you believe was going to bring you into power, and instead it will destroy you. It's your final warning. It's the final call. Before, cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war, to quote William Shakespeare. Because you're not going to be smiling during all this, and we are. Because we flipped the switch, and it's right there. You make us flip that switch, and you're going to see things and face things you didn't even know existed. On the other side of my restraint is not weakness, but is fear of myself. I don't fear you. I fear myself and what God endowed in myself and many other men and women for just times like this You have summoned the terrible giant, as I've warned you. The sword's out. And I understand at a subconscious spiritual level, you're projecting your weakness onto us and you want us to destroy you. But I really don't fetishize that and actually abhor it. But if you do have to be crushed, it will be done as quickly and painlessly as possible. Just like when you got to clean vomit up off the ground or pick up some dog crap or clean up a mess or pick up a dead cockroach, you don't really look at it. You just grab it with a napkin and put it in the trash. Don't make us destroy you. You've already destroyed your own soul. But I really don't want to be cleaning you up like a bunch of cockroaches. Vacuum cleaning you up. And I don't want to see the collateral damage from this. You don't know war. It's why you think it's so cool. It's why you want to play soldier. I am war. I'm done warning you. But I feel like at least once a week I need to give you a warning. Your bosses already know. And your bosses already failed. Smell that? Smell it? It's called death. It's all around you. You're playing a very dangerous game. All right. Let's look at the Democrats and their plan to play Soldier Boy. And they got all their big movies about how they win. Oh, you made all these movies like Civil War and all the whole bunch of other ones. And you made movies about, how cool it is to blow up federal buildings with dynamite and kill ICE agents with your new Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Oh, we got a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. We'll inspire some people to go kill some feds. Okay. People are complete psychotics. That's the best you got, huh? And now you got Chucky Schumer and the evil Boston mayor and all these other commies jockeying to be on national TV with its couple million viewers calling America racist and evil and Trump Hitler and all the rest of it. And, oh, we're going to keep the economy shut off and hope this uprising drives Trump from power so when he calls out the Insurrection Act, you're going to be crushed. But you might be successful in derailing the economy, which is your real globalist master's plan, while we all kill each other. If you had any economic understanding, you'd know we're at the end of a cycle. We got to reboot the country. But instead, you want to crash the recovery again, like stabbing a lifeboat in the middle of the ocean you're in. You are beyond stupid. But you can lead a horse to water, you can't make a drink. So here's Speaker Mike Johnson. And by the way, I have the article right here. This is where it comes from. Schumer thinks Dems have momentum. He's quoted in this news article where he was interviewed by Punchbowl News that we're not going to end the shutdown to the 18th to coincide with the No Kings protest, like Hakeem Jeffries said on Monday, hoping there's a bigger uprising because people are pissed because they're not getting their paychecks and all these federal employees are going to boil out. He said, yesterday, every day gets better for you. Yeah, you ordered the shutdown. Totally sick. This is economic terrorism. So this is their plan. So here's Speaker Johnson talking about it.
Fight against Republicans so they can appease who? The far left base of their party. It is shameful. And for what? Chuck Schumer, the architect of this shutdown, is trying to bow to the Marxist wing of his party. You heard him yesterday. He said in his own words, every day of the shutdown, he said, quote, gets better for us. Better for who, Chuck? For the Democrats in the Senate? So you can bow to the Marxist base and not get a challenge? Here's another headline from Politico yesterday. Quote, Chuck Schumer's critics are satisfied. Yeah, the far left base, the party is satisfied. They don't mind. The troops go without pay and civilian workers are furloughed. They don't care. Former DNC chair David Hogg, he heaped praise on Chuck Schumer as well. This is what Chuck Schumer was after. This is what he desires. the praise from the far left. David Hogg said, quote, give credit where credit's due. This is a big step up. A big step up. While you're delaying flights, while you're making people go through this pain. The co-founder of the far left group, Indivisible, said this yesterday publicly, quote, Chuck Schumer hasn't surrendered yet. I call that progress. There's one inescapable fact. It's a glaring fact that everybody in America can see. Chuck Schumer is hurting real Americans for his own political survival.
He says in the news article, we're keeping it closed to create anger for a bigger uprising on the 18th. That's the article where he's physically interviewed. Just quotes from him. So here's actor Robert De Niro, who had been around for 8 months, climbing out from under his rock to read a script about standing up to kings. You mean elected people? While you play king? And then we've got Jimmy Kimmel saying Antifa doesn't exist. Here it is.
The original No Kings protest was 250 years ago. Americans decided they didn't want to live under the rule of King George III. They declared their independence and fought a bloody war for democracy. We've had 2.5 centuries of democracy since then, often challenging, sometimes messy, always essential. And we've fought in 2 world wars to preserve it. Now we have a would-be king who wants to take it away, King Donald I. Fuck that. We're rising up again, this time nonviolently, raising our voices to declare no kings. I'm Robert De Niro asking you to stand up and be counted in the nationwide No Kings protest on October 18th. Visit nokings.org to find, volunteer, or host a protest near you. We're all in this together, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You understand. There's no Antifa. This is an entirely imaginary organization. There is not an Antifa. This is no different than if they announced they rounded up a dozen Decepticons. We've captured the Chupacabra, everyone. And then it was Trump's turn to ratchet up the rhetoric with fiery images conjured from no one has any idea where.
Yeah, they're not brainwashed your kids to be transgender. Yeah, there's not open borders. Yeah, we're not human trafficking. Yeah, we're not doing this. We didn't blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. All fun about the Democrats. All fun about Soros. But here is the mayor. Brandon Johnson declares rebellion against the feds, vows to lead resistance against Trump. Again, anti-fascist, armed to the teeth. The far right brings guns to drag shows. Now the left is showing up with weapons too and shooting up preschools and Catholic churches and Charlie Kirk, if you believe the official story, and ICE facilities. I know, it's all Netanyahu. There's no trannies doing it. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. Go out to a Democrat event. If you don't look like a pedophile or a psychotic or you're not wearing a pentagram around your neck, they'll attack you. They attack mainstream media. So here is the mayor vowing resistance. Here it is.
This is not about immigration. This is about a president who wants to enact authoritarianism in this country, where the rule of law doesn't apply to him and to one individual alone. And that's why I'm doing everything in my power to defend the people of this city and to lead a resistance that, quite frankly, is desperately needed to protect our democracy and our humanity.
The White House claims, this president claims, that it's the residents of this city that need protection from the federal.
Notice in that video, he's got all the armed guards protecting him, but he doesn't want you to own a gun. But he's got protection. All right, we'll break down what comes next, the Insurrection Act, and more. Then we'll look at the big developments in Ukraine and more. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X now and on Rumble at the Alex Jones Network. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
So why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Oh,
because you showed up.
Is that the way to
talk? You showed up. You voted.
You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks. Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic Party, and the rest of the deep state want you and I to shut up. We're not going to shut up. That's why on top of the giant sale we've got going, Veterans of the InfoWar right now, you get an additional 10% off at checkout at thealexjonesstore.com with promo code Hakeem. Because no, Hakeem, we're not going to shut up. And when Americans and others back InfoWars and this operation and what we're doing, they are literally defending the tip of the spear. This is the media operation the globalists and the left hate the most. We can't do this without your support. So please help keep us on the air and really say no to Hakeem Jeffries and the rest of these people by going to thealexjonesstore.com for the best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and gear. Promo code Hakeem to get 10% off right now.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Real leadership, the essence of leadership, is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, to quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it cost nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! I've got all this other news that I was going to hit that I was totally prepared for. We got a big guest coming in the next hour. I'll tell you about when he hits the live feed. But we have a whole bunch of new insane developments in just the last 15 minutes that are wild. An individual's been arrested for threatening to kill my wife and my four children and me. That's Benny Johnson. You've got Trump saying he's going to send 200 troops to monitor Gaza ceasefire deal. AP, that is a perfect false flag opportunity. That's a perfect USS Liberty event. I'm going to spend some major time on that next hour. Because, again, I don't just say if I slip on a banana peel, Israel did it. The center of my compass is not Israel. It's not my North Star. I don't think nothing, you know, but evil comes out of Israel. But with Netanyahu, Mr. False Flaggy, and Israel's history of false flags, I mean, they're thoroughbreds at it. So is the U.S. government. My spider sense really popped up when I saw that. I mean, the crew walked in and said, false flag. I was like, abso-frickin-lutely. I mean, that is... Oh, boy, we already saw October 7th stand down. Yeah, the Islamics are terrible. I can't stand Hamas and all the scum. The point is, Israel stood down for 7.5 hours. They admit that. And I've talked to General Flynn, who talked to their high-level generals. They said, no, Netanyahu ordered a stand down. So God knows. That's why they want to send NATO officially into Ukraine. So when the Russians bomb them, when they're in the battlefield now, the article... 5 or whatever it is gets invoked, we're going to go to full war. This is really bad. In fact, post on X that coming up, breaking Trump to send U.S. troops to Gaza. Alex Jones issues false flag emergency alert. I mean, this is an emergency alert. Because you know Netanyahu wants to go to full war with Iran. Then they just hit those troops, say Iran did it. I mean, this is just cut and dry. This is not good. The planets have aligned on this one. By the way, you know it's popular to be called anti-Semitic. It's the, you know, final naughty thing to do. So I don't say I don't hate Jews in general, like curry favor, or, you know, get patted on the head by Netanyahu or the ADL. They're trying to destroy me. I just point out, this is what major powerful governments do. Trump's not been doing false flags. Never seen evidence of that. We need to stop this crap. Our government does it, the British, the EU, the Israelis. the czars used to do it, you know, before the communists would do it. So you have to be able to criticize Israel because Israel's had different leadership that's done some really bad stuff. But I don't do it from a position of giving leprechaun power to Jews and claiming anything bad that happens is Jews. It's all sorts of great stuff Jews do, all sorts of bad stuff they do. You can't lie and say they're not overperforming in a lot of areas, in bad and good areas. But my point is, when I say I got it, when I'm worried about Israel and I see the stuff line up, it's from a place of I am deeply concerned that this is just a tailor-made trigger. By the way, the EU bragged, and NATO bragged, oh, we're going to put NATO troops in as advisors and peacekeepers, and then when Russia hits them, we'll go to full war. They're not even denying they're going to parade troops around and try to get the Russians to kill them. They don't even deny it. It's like, this is just insane. So I'm not anti-French or anti-German or anti, British or UK, because obviously they're trying to get a provocation going. Zelensky got caught shooting missiles a few years ago into Poland to blame it on Russia. It's just what these dirtbag governments do. And Benjamin Netanyahu is a dirtbag of a dirtbag and heavily involved in 9/11. So I'm extremely concerned, but I'm going to stop there. I always say I'm going to cover it. I start covering. Oh, that gave me a headache. Trump's chasing peace prizes, and it's great to have peace for business. I get that. I support it. But what we're trying to do is derail massive triggers to hell on earth. And it's all part of pattern recognition. So people are anti-establishment now. There's nothing more established than the Jews in Israel. So Kennedy's like, don't give Tylenol to baby boys when you do circumcisions because it lowers the blood-brain barrier and then allows the vaccine to damage their brain harder. And they turn that into anti-Semitism. And then the left Jewish groups jump on it, which again supercharges it even more. Stop using Jewishness as a political shield. It's about Tylenol. But they can't help it. And you just made it worse. People go, well, why not make it worse? Finally, the Jews are in trouble. We'll get them. Do you have any idea what this clash is going to look like? And you can just say, all the Jews are bad people, so let's just go get them all. I mean, this is crazy town. Why are Muslims and Jews at the center of every damn thing we do? Why, if Kennedy says, don't give baby boys Tylenol, the studies show, when you do a surgery on them, because it accelerates the toxins getting into the brain, and then people can't help but go, oh, we got a Jew card. Let's use it. I have an allergy to it. Not a hatred of Jews, an allergy. I get why so many Jews become leftists and anti-Israel, because they're like, well, I'm not with that. Well, now you're with Islam, just as bad or worse. Like far worse, billions and billions of them. I don't know what to do at this point. Why have I been cursed with a high IQ? I can just be obliviously ignorant like the general public. It must be so much fun. Oh, yeah, the U.S. and Qatar signed a deal to open a Qatar Air Force facility in the U.S. at Mountain Home Air Force Base in Idaho. Israel claims Qatar runs all the anti-Israel propaganda. They're not involved in any of it. It's Soros and the left and the big money and the Rothschilds that want Netanyahu out. But Israel's jealous of Qatar because that's the big military. We got three bases there, not one. And they don't have airspace they can train in, so they got a little base here to train. And now it's like, oh, God, Qatar's invading. They're going to get us because they're going to have pilots training in a base. Well, I wish I was getting these Qatari paychecks. Qatar. And Saudi Arabia are our most valuable military allies. If you look at numbers and troops and weapons, who defended Israel during the Iranian attack? Qatar. What does Netanyahu, you know, who knows? Maybe Qatar is funding the idea that I killed Charlie Kirk. Qatar is on its knees licking your butt, Netanyahu. And then you piss on it. It's like, it's just mental illness. Total insanity. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Calgon, take me away. That's an old 80s ad with this woman. Even though I was like 12, I'm like, that's a good looking woman. I like her. She's like, oh, she's got red hair. She hits the bathtub with the salt. She goes, oh, Calgon, take me away. Can I just, she's like, I don't want to kill anybody. I love everybody. Can we just stop all this? No, we can't. I want to go Calgon away with the redhead. Guys, pull up the original Calgon, take me away ad. I mean, they had a bunch of women doing it, but it's just one. The point was, is that this has to stop. But let's talk about scum before I go through all this. So Gaslighter wannabe with less than a million viewers, total joke. Jimmy Kimmel lies to cover for Antifa. There is no Antifa. There is an entirely imaginary organization. Just half my crew has been attacked by him. This is not Antifa. That's about as Orwellian as it gets. Legacy media continues to function as Antifa's propaganda apparatus because they've been declared terrorists, so they think if they just keep saying it, doesn't it? Nobody's recruiting your kids in the schools. There's no LGBT. That's all they've got. We got Pam Bondi responding to it. And then we've got him famously when he got pulled off the air because of low ratings. That was the real reason. He's like, oh, yeah, I was a MAGA guy. I was a Trump supporter, killed Kirk. Now he says he never said that. But we have the clip. So play him, then Pam Bondi talking about Antifa, which has been declared international terror group. Big teeth to that. And then let's go to him saying Charlie Kirk was killed by a Trump supporter when he knew it wasn't true. And then him saying it's not true. And then we'll move on to the other news. Here it is.
You understand. There's no Antifa. This is an entirely imaginary organization. There is not an Antifa. This is no different than if they announced they rounded up a dozen Decepticons. We've captured the Chupacabra, everyone. And then it was Trump's turn to ratchet up the rhetoric with fiery images conjured from no one has any idea where.
Antifa beats journalists. Antifa attacks our police stations. They attack our courthouses. They dox our law enforcement officers. No more. They are a terrorist group, and we are coming after them.
We are here at the White House today to unmask Antifa, to follow the money all the way to the top. If you want to get to the bottom of who is fomenting this chaos and violence in our country, you must follow the money.
I was a mainstream reporter in Seattle for 10 years before I quit mainstream media, in part due to its refusal to acknowledge the dangers of Antifa and radical left-wing violence.
Part of the problem that we have is that a lot of people refuse to believe that Antifa is real. It is just a made-up thing, but I have seen them. They are real, they are dangerous, and they are violent.
They are an organized, systemic, international criminal enterprise. And what the FBI is going to do is trace the money, follow the funds, and find every single person that was involved in funding the riots and the violent acts of criminality that they're perpetrating on our street.
I've watched Antifa brutally beat, harass, and threaten Americans in the street, but all of that ends with the Trump administration.
I was brutally attacked and almost killed by Antifa in the streets of Seattle. All of my colleagues have been attacked. I can't think of a single one who hasn't. Violence against journalists and police officers in our streets can't stand.
Just days ago, I was in the Portland jailhouse, and now I'm in the White House. This administration is built different, and Antifa's days are numbered.
And I want to thank President Donald Trump for designating Antifa a terrorist organization. And I'm looking forward to the FBI and the DOJ hunting down these people like the terrorists that they are.
All I got to say, it's a bad day to be Antifa.
And Antifa's days of using violence and intimidation against their political opposition are over.
And I've continued to report on them over the years despite the threats of violence and actual violence that's happened because I owe a thank you to this country, the United States, for settling my parents who were victims of communism in Vietnam.
1 month ago, Charlie Kirk was murdered by a violent leftist.
We all saw it, and we all saw thousands of leftists celebrate it. Antifa symbols were found on the bullet casings of the gun used to shoot and kill my friend.
We won't take it anymore. President Trump is not going to stand for it. And I'm so grateful that we have a leader in the White House that understands how we need to fight these sophisticated networks and how we need to take these terrorists out.
I've been attacked by Antifa, doxxed by Antifa, harassed by Antifa, but we're not standing down. We're now coming for you.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks?
The important thing to me was that I was able to explain what I was saying, what I was trying to say.
Because you felt like your initial comments had been mischaracterized.
I didn't feel like it. It was.
They were.
It was intentionally and I think maliciously mischaracterized. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, you just saw that live, but I'm going to take this short clip out, post it on X, on Rumble, on InfoWars. In fact, play it again. Just play him a month ago. Charlie's body wasn't even cold. It was a couple days into it. We knew it wasn't a Trump supporter. And he says, it's one of theirs. This is a Trump supporter. And then now he crawls out from under his rock to say it was intentionally misrepresented what he said. But notice he doesn't say what it is he said. Man, I treat people like I want to be treated. Like, I give you my total integrity, what I really believe, because I respect myself, so I better respect you. You stop respecting people, folks, you don't respect yourself. That's a little secret of integrity that people who don't have it don't seem to get. But imagine these people, like Bill Guy, the science guy. They went back to his shows from the 90s and took X and Y chromosomes out. When they asked these people getting approved of the Supreme Court, what is a woman? I can't tell you. It's a mammal, female human. But if you can't say that, you can't say any of it. So these people insult your intelligence. And he says, oh, yeah, it was a Trump supporter killed him. When nobody was saying that, and it wasn't true. And now he says he never said that. Imagine the level of arrogance of this person. But he just did it again. He said Antifa doesn't exist. That's what the devil tells you. Antifa's been around since the 20s. It's a communist organization in Europe. It's funded by Soros openly. You go anywhere, they attack you. They've killed countless people. They've shot up all these ICE facilities recently. Antifa-related people just shoot up Catholic churches, all this stuff. You know this. They killed Border Patrol agent, on and on and on. They're ramming people, ramming Border Patrol, ramming ICE. Remember, the Federal Reserve's not private. There's no such thing as globalism. Remember all that? They say, this doesn't exist. That doesn't work anymore. But it's hilarious when they attack these courthouses and burn them down and randomly shoot white people, even though Andy was like 99% white. You're an effing white male. Remember they say that to us. When they hit you over the head with a brick. But God forbid you fight back. Ooh, you're going to prison. God forbid when Antifa surrounds your car in Austin and you're an off-duty Army sergeant working two jobs, pay for his family and a lift, they point a gun at you, you shoot them, you go to prison. Because Antifa needs to know they're above the law. And they've always, there's no organizational control. Really, Friends of Democracy, all the documents we've shown, and now it's all coming to a head, and now Letitia James has been indicted, and now they say they're doing the shutdown to cause a civil insurrection on the 18th, according to Chuckie Schumer. They're so arrogant. They're still playing the playbook like we're all asleep. So here's Kimmel one more time, a couple days after Kirk's assassinated, saying it's a Trump supporter when it was known it wasn't. And then here he is yesterday saying, it's not true. Here it is.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking.
The important thing to me was that I was able to explain what I was saying, what I was trying to say.
Because you felt like your initial comments had been mischaracterized.
I didn't feel like it.
They were.
It was intentionally and I think maliciously mischaracterized. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Very popular talk show host, Myron Gaines, who's also formerly a DHS special agent, will be joining us coming up in the next hour, some into the hour after that. In fact, we'll do an hour with him and take calls with Myron Gaines. So we'll do 2 hours with Myron Gaines coming up. Before I end this hour, I'm not funded by Israel, Qatar, the Democrat Party, Republican Party. I'm funded by you with direct sales of the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and anything I sell is going to be great because I want it to work. I want you to like it. Like if I started a restaurant, have the best service, the best quality, at a reasonable price, and a great atmosphere, because I want you back again and again and again. Our ultramethylene blue, our Irish sea moss, our Shilajit, our spike protein, cardiovascular detox, ultimate life force. All of it is the very best. And the Supreme Court's going to rule today. It's already made the first two hurdles. There's five total. Now the Supreme Court's going to see if they're going to do our case today. If they don't, we're shut down in weeks. It's okay, I go on, work somebody else, stay on the air, Alex Jones Network, whatever. The point is that if they do decide to hear the case, then that happens. That's the fourth hurdle, and then the ruling will be the fifth. So that's where we are, fighting hard to the end, never surrendering. But we could have done any of it without you. So I started InfoWars, been on air since 94, but started InfoWars in 1997. That's 28 years. So we have the 1997 sale for all the Patriot apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have the InfoWars veteran line, limited edition. You've been veterans of the InfoWar. You've been critical to saving the country and the world and turn the tide. Limited edition shirts, the original shirts, limited edition. It's all there. Over 600 designs. These are new designs, limited edition, ball caps, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. And on top of it, there's 20% discount store-wide. And then if you have the app as a shopping cart on it, alexjonesapp.com, an additional 20% off on top of that. So everybody who has Apple should go and get the free app and then buy the products through that and save an additional 20% off. And next week, the Droid app will launch. But our app's number one in news, the top 100 in apps worldwide out of 1.6 million, thanks to you, because freedom is popular. And you can get Irish Sea Moss gummies 50% off right now as well. TheAlexShowStore.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Why don't just keep your mouth shut?
Oh,
because you showed
up. Is that the way to
talk? You showed up. You voted.
You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks. Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic Party, and the rest of the deep state want you and I to shut up. We're not going to shut up. That's why on top of the giant sale we've got going, veterans of the InfoWar right now, you get an additional 10% off at checkout at thealexjonesstore.com with promo code Hakeem. Because no, Hakeem, we're not going to shut up. And when Americans and others back InfoWars and this operation and what we're doing, they are literally defending the tip of the spear. This is the media operation the globalists and the left hate the most. We can't do this without your support. So please help keep us on the air and really say no to Hakeem Jeffries and the rest of these people by going to thealexjonesstore.com for the best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and here, promo code Hakeem to get 10% off right now. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I told you months ago, I reposted the videos here on X today, that first Comey would be indicted and then Letitia James. Because they're the most blaring, obvious examples of crime that have been committed. Letitia James ran with Soros funding for the new Attorney General on the campaign platform of putting Trump in prison. She even said in the videos that, I don't know what he's done, but we'll find something. And she put out false charges, things that were clearly demonstrably fraud. Now, the very thing she accused Trump falsely of doing, she's been caught red-handed doing. This woman put out a giant dragnet of prosecutions. She went to the feds repeatedly and had grand juries opened on me in New York, Southern District. That I had to respond to and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars per event to deal with. And thank God the grand jury saw the evidence and indict me. Well, that didn't happen in the case of her. She's got all these houses and claims they're all her primary residence. And you say, oh, what's the big deal? Mortgage fraud. Well, they indict tens of thousands of people a year for that. And she accused Trump of that and a bunch of other garbage that was disproven. So now she's going to face trial. But the bigger issue is Comey indicted 2 weeks ago. Now her indicted. The deep state is in full panic mode because they need their minions to think they're above the law. They need to believe that they can never be held accountable. And I can tell you hundreds of indictments are coming. Jack Smith, John Brennan, Clapper, all of them. And unlike Trump, there are fake cases. This is all cut and dry. And the American people know this is a political retribution. This is the government we elected to bring these criminals that weaponize the Justice Department to justice. So they can't keep doing it again. So huge breaking news coming. I had Senator Tuberville on, Coach Tuberville from Alabama today, who was targeted with illegal spying by Jack Smith. He said he's seen the information. Stuff that is going to blow you away is about to come out. I got a good idea what it is. But the Democratic Party knows they're losing elections, knows they've been caught in election fraud. They're in full panic mode. So I'm not happy about Letitia James being indicted as a person. She's a horrible puppet of Soros. I don't take pleasure in anybody's pain, but she's a monster that tried to put me in prison for nothing. Made up crap. Even New York grand juries wouldn't indict me. But in her case, she has been indicted. And so she went out and started the fight. And this is really about Soros. 2 weeks ago, Antifa declared domestic terror. Today declared international terror, which it is. Their mission is to intimidate and scare people so they shut up. That's the definition of terrorism. So we need to start this fight. We're under attack as American people. And we're waking up to it and saying no. But now that the Democrats realize that the jig's up and that Trump's not playing around, they're going to get very, very dangerous to try to launch a civil war. And they keep saying that Trump and the DHS are going to kill migrants or attack a black college with no proof. So the attacks come on a migrant demonstration or a black college, you see the setup. But to watch Letitia James, the video I posted on Real Alex Jones about an hour ago, put a press release out, a video press release, say, oh my God, it's weaponization, it's so terrible. This is so horrible. How dare you do this? Lady, you're the one that did this. One of the many charges in New York you brought against Trump was that Mar-a-Lago was worth $18 million But he said $200 million on a bank statement. He had people offer $1 billion for it. 2-acre lots go for $200 million next door. The damn thing's worth $1 billion. He said $200 million on a bank loan? He paid the loan off. The bank said he was a great customer. But you have all these houses that you say are primary residence, each one. You say only one person lives there. It's like four people and one of them live there. That's tax evasion. By the way, this is just the start of the indictments. Tax evasion, mortgage fraud, it's all coming. Not just bank fraud, not just false statements. So this is
all right. See this full report at Infowars.com. Rolling shows right now. Myron Gaines, Myron Gaines X, straight ahead in 60 seconds. Stay with us and share a live feeds now.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Disgusting gaslighting. Myron Gaines, very popular talk show host, frequent listener of his, and is a conservative political, cultural, and true crime commentator, hosts the world's number one men's podcast, the Fresh and Fit podcast, former DHS special agent, real estate investor, live on Rumble and YouTube Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Myron Gaines X. And we're going to cover it all. There's so much to hit today, but since I mentioned it, hard to play it last hour, but I'd love to show you something. Here's Jimmy Kimmel saying Antifa does not exist. Well, tell that to our former reporter that was the White House 2 days ago, Sam Hernandez, that's been beat up at least 10 times by him. Here it is.
You understand. There's no Antifa. This is an entirely imaginary organization. There is not an Antifa. This is no different than if they announced they rounded up a dozen Decepticons. We've captured the Chupacabra, everyone. And then it was Trump's turn to ratchet up the rhetoric with fiery images conjured from no one has any idea where.
That's right. There's no violence. They weren't ramming federal vehicles repeatedly in Chicago a few days ago. Myron Gaines, you have great contacts in the DHS still. I mean, this is a major group funded by the Democrats directly. Now they've been declared a domestic, now international terror group. That's taking the gloves off. Great to have you here. Let's tackle this first. Sure. The No Kings protest, Schumer saying he's keeping government shut down to raise the temperature for uprisings, you know, kind of the Civil War movie. In reality, you got the new Battle After Battle, Leonardo DiCaprio fantasizing about dynamiting ICE facilities. I mean, Hollywood's really hoping for something here.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that Trump finally designated them as a foreign terrorist organization. I've been saying this for years. how them, BLM, and these other, you know, wild leftist organizations need to be targeted by the federal government. And I'm glad that they're finally doing it, because I'll tell you this, they have no problem targeting conservative groups whatsoever, right? And these guys have been able to...
Oh, after Jan 6, they could arrest thousands of people that are innocent.
Exactly. And for doing far less, right? So, you know, and the thing also with the left that I think people need to understand is that, like, these groups have been able to formulate, organize, populate, they strategize, they've been able to do this for a very long time with no law enforcement intrusion, and I'm glad that now they're finally being targeted, because these guys have been involved in a whole bunch of BS for a very long time, and it took Charlie Kirk getting assassinated, you know, in front of everybody, for them to finally clamp down on left-wing violence.
Well, can you imagine if a right-wing group acted like this?
Oh, they'd be in jail immediately. Like the FBI aggressively went after everyone after January 6th. Even people that, like, went in, they charged them with misdemeanors. They spent a ridiculous amount of resources on misdemeanors, which, you know, for the feds is ridiculous, because you're not even supposed to be wasting your time as a special agent going after people for misdemeanors. They did that for January 6th. Yeah, so, you know, I'm glad that they're finally, you know, taking the gloves off with these guys, because these guys don't just protest and, you know, destroy inner cities. They go after ICE agents when they're trying to deport people. And it's just absolutely nuts.
And we saw new footage in Portland where the police were arresting Nick Sorter, who was attacked, yeah, and then actually celebrating him being attacked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the cop jacking off too? Were you doing the interview?
I did not see. There was a cop jacking off in the interview?
They have the weird social cops now. And they're doing an interview, and he's like sitting there. Yeah, I'm not joking.
Oh my God, man! Oregon is cooked. Like, we just need to, like, Portland, Oregon. Like, it's just cooked, man. And the fact that, like, you know, these guys.
So what are we gonna do about all these cooked cities?
You know, we need to annex them or something, man. Like, it's starting to get ridiculous. Like, let them just have it. Like, let the Hispanics and the blacks and all the crazy people just have these cities. And, you know, we just, you know, all the rationally sound people can be in one area, and then all the crazies can be in another area.
But is it even fair to blame Hispanics and blacks? Isn't it the leftist leadership that's doing it?
Of course. Cause you got rational, you know, black people like myself here, right? And, rational people that might be of Arab or Muslim descent, but, you know, the reality is, unfortunately, they get indoctrinated with this whole leftist ideology where it's like, oh, yeah, like, we're going to do what we need to do. And if that means violence, I mean, look, they just arrested a guy just earlier today for Benny Johnson. Like, it's
yeah, we'll play a clip of the press conference here in a moment. But the paradox, because you've got the Jewish lobby mainly funding open borders.
Yep.
But then you also got the left allied with that. And then it's very apparent. And then you got this explosion of awakening to Israel, which I think overall is healthy. Then it kind of gets exaggerated. It's just, how would you quantify the time we're in right now?
It's unprecedented times, man. I never thought we'd be in a time where people would be waking up to, you know, Zionist control of America. I didn't think it'd happen, because we know censorship has been going on for a very long time on this topic. So the fact that people are waking up is good. And I think it's one of the few topics that both people on the right and the left agree on, is like, hey, you know, for different reasons, right? I always say the left argues from the perspective of humanitarian, hey, they're an apartheid state, they're an ethno state, blah, blah, blah. Versus the right, we have problems with them, like, you know, circumventing our government and from a nationalistic perspective.
Well, the left, though, they're betting everything, we're putting headlines up, on a violent confrontation, a civil war. That's the plan. We have this No Kings thing coming up. What do you think is going to happen next week? Where do you see this going?
It's nuts, man. And I'll tell you this. They're acting like this and they're not in power. Can you imagine if a Democrat gets back into power in the White House, what's going to happen? We're all cooked. I truly do think that, like, we are all cooked on the right if a Democrat gets back into power.
Well, Hakeem Jeffries says they're going to arrest all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. They're 100%. And the fact that Trump is, you know, Comey got arrested, Letitia got arrested, Skiff is probably going to get arrested next. And mind you, these are clear cut charges. Like, they're committing mortgage fraud. It's very simple. Like, anyone that's a real estate investor knows, like, this isn't your main residence.
You're not just a former federal DHS officer. You're also a successful real estate guy.
Yeah.
With Trump, it was all fake. With her, it's cut and dry.
Yeah, yeah. With Trump, it was trumped up stuff. So with the whole, the Trump stuff, right, like, it was a misdemeanor charge in New York, right? And they trumped it up, well, no pun intended, they trumped it up to felony charges because they were trying to send a message, right? And they looped in the whole Stormy Daniels thing and everything else like that. But with her, it's clear cut. It's like, this isn't, you don't live here, you're getting a loan here. Because what ends up happening is, if it's your primary residence, you're able to get way more favorable loan terms.
Get a write-off.
Right? Those that are, yeah, you could write, not just writing up, but, like, you get a good interest rate, you're able to get, you could put less money down. There's a lot of incentives to make.
So it's bank fraud, it's money laundering, yep. it's
bank fraud for sure, wire fraud for sure.
Well, I'm told she's about to get hit with tax evasion and the other stuff. But, you know, I did call it. I said, Comey first, then her.
Yeah, and as she should. You know, because I saw people saying, like, oh, this is politicized. Dude, it's not politicized. It's cut and dry. Like, you lied on
your form. Plus, she started it.
She did start it. Going after him for real stuff. We're versus her.
By the way, would you'd love to buy Mar-a-Lago for $18
million. Yeah, that would be a very good deal.
What, it's worth $500 million?
Oh man, it's, and he was able to get like some type of, thing set up where, cause I think there's something to do with like a graveyard.
Yeah.
He's a very savvy real estate investor. I'll say that. But like, with what they went after him for in New York with the falsified business records, that's a misdemeanor charge.
Plus he paid all the bank. Going back from memory, like he got $200 million what he said it was worth.
Yeah.
The banks, he paid it all out ahead of time.
Oh yeah.
Now he's had billion-dollar offers, lots for 2 acres, $200 million. The idea that they charged him with fraud because they said it's worth $18 million is insane.
Well, they brought the banks in and they testified and said, no, he satisfied all of his loan terms. It was all good, right? Like it was, they even brought them in and they still convicted him. That was a very politicized. If you want to talk about the Trump, especially this with Alvin Bragg and her, the entire, Manhattan DA was after him 100%.
Sure. She said, we're going to get him before she said, I don't know what he's done. We'll get him when she ran for office back by Soros.
Alvin Bragg campaigned on it too.
Exactly. Yeah. Did you see her whining, saying this is weaponization, everything she did is what they did?
She released it was hilarious. She released a 2-minute, this is political, I'm not fearful, I'm fearless. Like, get the hell out of here, man. Like, dude.
Meanwhile, she put on the form, she married her dad, like Ilhan Omar.
Yeah.
To get another tax write-off.
And not only that, she also has a property in Brooklyn that she, I think she got a, residential loan on it when it's really a commercial property.
Yeah, it's got a bunch of renters.
Yeah, so that's another thing that she did as well. So they might go ahead and do a superseding indictment because this, from what I read on the indictment, it's just the Virginia home, Virginia or Maryland, one of these places.
It's Virginia. Virginia. It's just the beginning.
Yeah, that was.
Well,
just
that's what I'm. What I'm saying is, she's an expert mortgage fraud. That's what she charged him for.
Yeah, that's hilarious. It's literally hilarious that like that's what she got hit with.
Well, it's a famous thing. Like you dig a pit for somebody, the Bible says you fall in it. Guys, find the clip. I don't know which one it is, where she's whining. Yesterday, this is Letitia James. I mean, this is just absolutely insane.
It was comedy.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Justice, though.
It's crazy that she's doing this. Yeah, it's clip 5. She says this is a desperate precedent weaponizing stuff. No, lady, you ran on putting him in jail and then did all this, and now you did what you said he did, and then she's literally sitting there. Here it is, clip 5.
Yeah, she was sitting there at the trial.
This is nothing more than a continuation of the president's desperate weaponization of our justice system. He is forcing federal law enforcement agencies to do his bidding, all because I did my job as the New York State Attorney General. These charges are baseless, and the president's own public statements make clear that his only goal is political retribution at any cost. The president's actions are a grave violation of our constitutional order and have drawn sharp criticism from members of both parties. His decision to fire a United States attorney who refused to bring charges against me and replace them with someone who is blindly loyal not to the law, but to the president is antithetical to the bedrock principles of our country. This is the time for leaders on both sides of the aisle.
Why do I always feel like she sits on a toilet when she's talking?
This blatant perversion.
She reportedly does. She sits on a toilet when she does these announcements.
I stand strongly behind my office's litigation against the Trump Organization. We conducted a 2-year investigation based on the facts and evidence.
All right, that's enough. We can play the clip where she says, I'm doing it politically. So.
Yeah, no one is buying.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Now that they know they're not above, I'm told hundreds of indictments are coming. Jack Smith next, Brennan, you name it.
Jack Smith. Wow.
Oh yeah. So.
You got out of Dodge quick.
Yeah, because everything they do stands on, they're invincible, they're above the law. I'm told they have whistleblowers out the door. You know, the chief of staff at the auto pen already came out. Mm. What are they going to do as their confidence collapses? The whole thing's built on fraud. Look how scared Hakeem Jeffries is. His body language now. You can see them. They're running scared now.
Yeah, and I think it's important that people understand that they started this, right? When they started, you know, indicting Trump in New York and then in Southern District of Florida and then in D.C. and then in Georgia, right? Like, they started this, man. So, I, at this point, it's like, did you not see this coming? Like, you guys went ahead and you guys tried to destroy this guy's life. You guys went ahead and tried to politicize his arrest.
Oh, Psycho Joe said, oh, my God, this will happen to you once we're back in. No shit, Sherlock. Yeah. You started it.
Yeah, they started it, dude. And people forget that, like, they started it. They started it.
Well, let's just say Trump's like you, a big, tough guy. People in person, you're really a big, big guy. I'm pretty tough, too, but I'm not starting to fight. Plus, I like you. But, like, if I go over and punch you in the face, you're going to attack me, probably kick my ass. Like, you're like, I go and punch you in the face and you start beating my ass. Like, what are you doing?
And
it's like, I just punch you in the face.
Like, not only did they punch him in the face, but like, they forgot that they committed crimes themselves. And it's like, clear cut, dude. Anyone that's a real estate investor will tell you, like, what she did was mortgage fraud. 100%. It's not even...
Something like 10,000 people go to prison a year for that.
Yeah, people do it all the time. People do it.
But that's when they cracked down on 2008. But what I'm saying is, it's this weird thing where there's no cause and effect. Like, they start a fight and they don't get it. Now you wrote the check, you gotta cash it.
Yeah, and not only did they start the fight, they started the fight with committed crimes of their own. And clear cut crimes. It's not like this is complex stuff. This is simple stuff. Like, dude, you signed the loan for a home saying it's your primary residence when it wasn't. Like, you're cooked. It's done. Like, very simple. So, you know, Skiff is gonna get hit next probably because he did something very similar as well. So.
Schiff's. What I've been told is this Jack Smith, Brennan, and plus you don't just see it in the news. You know, they've raided and charged dozens of these.
Yeah, they raided Bolton too.
Yep, Bolton's up. But they've been raiding the law firms that are doing the human trafficking. That's big.
Oh yeah. Well,
Mayorkas is coming up.
Yeah, you know. And I've talked about that.
That's your specialty.
Yeah. Well, Mayorkas. Yeah. See, with immigration, right? People say, oh, Myron, you're like a far right person when it comes to immigration. We are getting destroyed on immigration. And I'm glad to see that, you know, Trump is finally enforcing interior immigration. For many years, we had never enforced interior immigration where we actually have ICE agents running out there getting these guys while they're in. Because for a very long time, and I remember when I was on a job, if someone made it past the functional equivalent of the border and they made it into like a San Antonio, because I lived here in Texas for many years. I actually started my career in Laredo, Texas, 3 hours south on 35. If someone made it past the checkpoint on Interstate Highway 35, checkpoint 29, and they made it to San Antonio, they're pretty much good.
You make it 80 miles in, you're in.
Yeah, you're pretty much in. And many places, you know, don't want to enforce immigration. Like Austin PD right here. I'll never forget. I had an arrest warrant here like maybe 10 years ago, and we told Austin PD we got a felony warrant for someone for conspiracy to smuggle illegal aliens, and we told them we needed them to come out and help, and they didn't want to come out and help. They did not want to come out and help.
And that's when Insurrection Act comes in. Trump doesn't want this. It's in the Constitution. He swore to preserve it, not just protect and defend. If the blue cities are in rebellion, if they're letting criminals, not just illegals, but people committing crimes run around, he would be derelict in his duty if he didn't do this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's, I'm glad that he's doing it because this needed to be done a very long time ago. And it's not just people coming in, you know, in the border. We're getting beat on other ways. You mentioned law firms. There's law firms out there where they facilitate, marriage fraud. It's a very big thing because it could be made a lot of money. Like we're talking about $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, for a U.S. citizen to marry someone because that's the easiest path to citizenship and or getting a green card.
And now we get their emails where they advise the fraud, prison.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's kind of where we are, where immigration has been, I think somewhere like in Minneapolis, right? Big Somali community. They looked at the CIS files. There's something like 40% fraud.
Of course. So what I'm saying is, do you agree though, as they finally start indicting people, the house of cards is going to fall because the confidence game is going to be over.
Yeah. And it's just so many different, we have so many different problems. Like with immigration itself, this is something that's been an issue for a very long time.
But so what Trump do the Democrats do now they're cornered?
Man, I think they're gonna fight back and they're gonna try to gain influence to some degree. And I'm telling you, if they ever get in power, we're all cooked. I truly do think like because they're fighting right now and they're not even in power. They're assassinating our political commentators. I mean, they just try to attack, Benny. They tragically killed Charlie, right? You've been targeted many times. I mean, myself.
I don't even live in my house now.
Yeah. Like,
I don't get what they want, but it's been,
dude, we're
doxing daily.
Yeah.
Swatting daily.
Yeah. I get death threats every single day. So like everyone on the right, man, is really, you know, you got to be
the joke of the sheriff's department though is I actually have my own sheriff's department guards now.
Oh, nice.
Because the swatting's daily now.
Wow.
So they're just, the sheriff's department out there every day now.
Yeah. And it's ridiculous because, you know, I would hope that like, you know, they'd aggressively pursue these guys, you know, especially because you could go after them federally for that because they're using a phone to, you know, commit fraud, whatever. But that's a whole other conversation. But
yeah, no, they use an ISP blocker out of Europe and then they, you know.
Oh, wow. Man, it's nuts. It's a very, you know, it's a very scary time to be on the right. And then even though we have power in the government, they're not going to let up, man.
So how do you see it unfolding, though? Because nobody, I agree they're not giving up, but they're losing record low fundraising, record low polls.
Yeah.
And their leadership is Schumer and people and Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah.
Like a Jeffries should have laughed at the sombrero and said, Trump puts out fake video. A mustache pops up. A sombrero goes on. A five-year-old would know it's a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, Trump put out a fake video, deep fake. I mean, it's retarded.
It's, I think they're desperate now at this point, right? And people fight the most, you know, as they're, you know, bleeding the most. So I think we haven't seen the worst. Honestly, I don't think we've seen the worst at this point, right?
I agree. So they're saying they're going to have an uprising on the 18th. They said that in June, too. It didn't happen. What do you think they're going to do?
It could be anything where, you know, whether it's a symbolic assassination of someone on the right wing that's, you know, prominent, or it could be maybe, God forbid, taking another shot at the president or a political individual in the cabinet. There's just so many different angles that they can go, and they're pissed off, man. And the thing I will say about the left is that they will mobilize. They'll protest. They'll get together. They'll they're definitely organized. And you know, they'll take to the streets. They'll do what they need to do. So can't put anything past these people, man. You really can't.
All right. I want to talk about coming up, Trump and the Nobel Peace Prize and the Israel deal and all the rest of it. And I want to talk about Charlie Kirk because by the evening of him being murdered a month ago now, people were saying it was Israel. And I said, hey, Israel could. I mean, Israel does all sorts of bad stuff. But we weren't even sure at that point. Then Candace Owens releases, you know, she says it. They say she's a liar. She releases it. She keeps, you know, setting them up with that. He wanted her to speak at events. No, he didn't. And she releases it. Oh, he was really pissed off at Israel, breaking with him. No, you're a liar. She releases it. Now she's set for releasing him forward. I think Israel's going to kill me. I just said to listeners, I said, if I see proof, I'll go there.
Yeah.
I need to see a little proof. And so it's moving that direction. We got 3 minutes to break, but just before we hit this, we'll come up, let's see Charlie Kirk. What do you think? Because I don't think the official story adds up. I can't then say Netanyahu did it, but if he's breaking with him, then we have to look at that.
I mean, to be honest, Alex, I'm right there with you. Like, you know, when these alternative theories came out, like the official narrative for sure has problems, right? We're talking about, you know, a 30-06.
It blasts right through Buffalo's neck.
You know what I mean? Was it a 30-06 really? We have footage of him running across the
roof. I've shot buffalo, elk with it, and 400-pound hogs. It goes right through.
Yeah. Yeah. And it would have been, and if it was a 30-06, yeah, it would have been like an explosion, right? I mean,
yeah, it blows a 5-inch hole in
a second. Yeah. So is it a 30-06? Then the other thing too is like the FBI released the footage of him running across, but we don't have him in the prone position taking a shot. Why can't we see that? You already released the footage of him running across. Why can't we see him prone taking a shot, right? If it really happened. So there's many holes here that the police have basically, you know.
And it's a university. There's cameras everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do we not have more footage? And the thing is this. This is a murder investigation. This isn't a national security terrorism case. Don't give me the whole classified BS. And the thing is that the FBI is not even running this case. It's actually the state police. They're the state police criminal investigation division. Like they're.
And maybe they're going to release it at trial, but why not now?
That's what I'm saying. Release it now, like at this point, right? Because this is a case that has.
We don't want to prosecute. They always do their case in the media.
Great public interest, right? People want to know. You're losing, you know, the trust of the people. I say release it. Like put it all out there. People have questions about.
What does your gut level think?
Man, I haven't made a concrete, you know, formulation of what I think is yet as far as like the official narrative or these other things, but like I'm open to information. I'm looking at all the evidence and, you know, I will say the official narrative has holes in it, man. And, you know, the American public is definitely.
Yeah. What about the weird ChatGPT style letter to his boyfriend where it hits every point to convict
him? Yeah. That was weird too. Yeah. That was no one texts like that. Like that was also weird what they released. Like it, and that's another problem. Like there's just so many holes in the official narrative where it's like, the FBI and the police have got to come out and like, you guys got to be clean about this, man. You guys got to release what it is so that the American public can build trust back in, because the American public does not trust law enforcement anymore. unfortunately.
Well, I love how Candace Owens has set him up. Because each stage she says it, they say she's a liar, she releases it.
Yeah.
Now she's going to release a text where he thinks Israel's going to kill him?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I said I'll go wherever it goes. This is getting crazy town, folks.
I think the healthy thing
is... Hold on, stay right there. We got to break.
Go ahead.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Mm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate turmeric gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Hey! If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Get up! Get up, get on your feet. There's a major normalcy bias where people think, oh, yeah, business as usual. It ain't business as usual. Now, Chuckie Schumer saying they're going to keep the government shut to the 18th, next Saturday, so they get an uprising. You got Hakeem Jeffries saying it. Myron Games, really smart, popular talk show host, one of the top podcasts in the world, host of the world's number one men's podcast, the Fresh and Fit podcast, Myron Games X.
Thanks for having me, man.
You bet. Good to have you here, man. I'm flattered you came here. Saw you on Tim Pool. I'm ready to come, man. I'm just busy battling here. So let's talk about Israel, big picture.
Sure.
Obviously, Israel's been controlling our foreign Middle Eastern policy, but now the Democrats are in so much trouble. I have seen the Democrats, falling apart. So Israel and the Kudniks are making a move on the Trump administration. And I knew the behind the scenes people in the meetings that Trump's screaming at Netanyahu. They make fights too. But at the same time, I don't think Israel's the only, piece on the board. But the way Netanyahu's been behaving, the October 7th stand down, now this supposed deal, he said once the war is over, they'll investigate it. And now we've got 200 troops to monitor Gaza ceasefire. I'm really concerned that these troops are going to get sent over there, even their advisory capacity. They get killed, and then it's blamed on Iran or something and Hezbollah. I'm very concerned because even the EU said, NATO, oh, we're going to put advisor troops in to Ukraine, and then if Russia kills them, we go to full war with them. I'm really concerned about this. So speak to that. And then in general, there's a mania about Israel because it's the last taboo people aren't supposed to cover. And Israel's been used to bully people and shut people up and all of it. So I get it. It's healthy to have free speech. But at the same time, I get accused of working for Israel with no evidence because I don't just focus on Israel only. I'll cover communist China and the South China Sea taking stuff over. Or I'll cover Mexican drug cartels. See the comments. Why are you covering up for this? It's this one-track mind. And so as this obsession intensifies, but then we go where the news leads us, why do you think it's come to this head and where do you think it's going?
Yeah, well, I think with when it comes to us being able to talk about Israel and Zionism or Jewish power, any of these things, it's been a topic that's been taboo for so long. So like people are like finally able to talk about it and they're going kind of nuts, right? I was like, yeah, so finally we can talk about it. So you get the people that are, refined or unable to articulate, the problems at hand, whether it's our foreign policy be controlled by Israel or the Jewish lobby that runs America, whatever it may be. Then you get the crazies out there that is just like everything is the Jews, right? And it's like we have to be able to, take an approach where we can identify the problems and not just be able to identify the problems, but be able to do it accurately so that our credibility stays intact. Now, when it comes to, what we got going on with these 200 troops, that does concern me because, when it comes to American troops in the Middle East, I'm always concerned. And, let's be very clear here. I will not put anything past the Israelis when it comes to false flags. People forget that, during the Bush administration, towards the end of it, I know you probably know about this, Alex, but for your audience here, for their purposes of them just knowing, the Israelis, they tried to do a false flag with the Iranians before, posing as CIA operatives by getting militants from the Jundullah terrorist organization, Baloch's basically, to make an attack in Tehran. And this happened at the end of the Bush administration, and he basically didn't have the balls to do anything and reel the Israelis in. And they literally had Mossad agents posing as CIA operatives funding these Jundullah guys to do an attack in Tehran, Iran, which could have created enormous geopolitical ramifications for us with foreign policy.
And we have the Levant affair.
Exactly.
We have the USS Liberty. So Israel's a thoroughbred at staging stuff to get
Absolutely.
Us into a war.
They're good
so
at it.
So you gotta be concerned about this.
Hell, even with 9/11. Yeah. So I'm concerned with American troops being in the region because you're right. They can easily, and another thing people need to understand when it comes to, Israelis is, there's a lot of Arab Israelis. There's a lot of Muslim Israelis. There's a lot of Israelis that are white, that are black. They can fill in so many different roles.
Well, Israel has special brigades that are Arab.
Yes, absolutely. That speak fluent Arabic that are literally from, because people need to understand that there's Sephardic Jews who are Hispanic. There's Mizrahi Jews who are Arabs. There's Ashkenazi Jews who look white. There's Ethiopian Jews, the Somalian Jews. Like they're from all over the place, right? So the reality is that when it comes to the Mossad, they can do these false flags and make it look like it came from a Hezbollah or from an IRGC or whatever. And you
by way of deception.
Yeah, but that's literally their phrase with the Mossad is by way of deception, we will create war or rise up and kill them first. So they will do anything that they need to do. And I don't like Americans being in the region. I'm very worried.
100%. So but Netanyahu, I mean, Michael Sabaton, who's dialed into like top Israelis, he's pro-Israel. Mm-hmm. And he says that Netanyahu's got to go. They have the lowest poll numbers in Gallup. Israel's the most unpopular country in the world.
Yeah.
My issue is I don't want to blow up Israel. I don't want to do all this. I'm not. But does everybody think about, as the whole world turns against Israel, how does that unfold? What does Israel do with nuclear weapons? Like, let's think about where this goes with this craze to get Israel, which gives Netanyahu more messianic power. He's getting all charged up. There's got to be a way to de-escalate this.
And people need to also understand that, like, You guys think Netanyahu's bad. The people behind him in the Likud party are even worse. He's the moderate, right? He's the moderate. When you look at people,
it's like get rid of Putin, you'll get somebody 10 times.
It's going to be worse. So, and obviously Netanyahu also is dealing with a criminal investigation right now for corruption and, bribery and everything else. So he's obviously wants to hold on to power. And, he knows extending the war out will allow him to do that. I do see a war with Iran as being imminent. There were some rumors about he called Putin and said, I don't want a war with Iran. But I don't believe that. I think that a war with Iran is going to happen before the end of this year or early next year. I think that's going to be the next step after this whole
Hamas
thing.
That's the official Israeli policy.
With the
try to get Iran war.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They've been trying to do it forever. And it benefits them, right? Because they know that Iran is the last, is basically the last thing that's blocking them from complete hegemony in the Middle East.
So I'm going to ask you again, you're a smart guy.
As this
clash with Israel intensifies, where does that lead? I'm asking everybody. Okay. Whole world turns against Israel. Okay. We can't reform Israel. Okay. They got nuclear weapons. Samson option. Do people even if you hate Russia, which I don't hate Russia, they got their own problems, but the NATO started it. But now they want to keep pushing it. Trump's going to try to give them cruise missiles. So even if you hate Russia, we go to nuclear war. It's like, same with Israel. It's like China. I don't like Xi Jinping, the communist, but at a certain point, you can't appease them. At a certain point, you won't start a fight with them. My point is, Israel, Russia, China, they got nuclear weapons. So everybody who's obsessed with this fight, where does this lead?
Yeah, and this is why I'm so anti-war, because people don't understand that, nuclear warfare is not good for anybody. And I do think that we need to get out the Middle East and focus on China. I do think that China's a way bigger threat. I think China's the real threat, honestly.
And when I say that, which is all, they literally froze all the rare earth minerals. They have 98% control.
Dude.
And Trump's right. With everything's made with that. China's been positioned to dominate. And every time I say, hey, guys, let's spend 50% on Israel. Okay, fine. A little bit on China. Shut up. You work for the Jews. No, China is the big gorilla.
Yeah, it is. It is. And this is why I've been obviously I cover Israel quite a bit, Middle Eastern foreign policy, etc. But I think that...
No, I do too, but there's this thing where it sucks oxygen out of the room.
Yeah, people get obsessed. And the reality is we need to focus on China. The reason why I'm so anti-war, we need to get the hell out of the Middle East and stop these wars.
Just get ready for China.
Is we need to focus on China. Yeah, absolutely, man. They are... I mean, if you compare...
All the war games with AI show China's the issue.
Dude, not just that. Look at their... When they had their parade, right? Versus our parade. They're marching in cadence. They're showing off all their weapons or whatever. What do we got? Fat women... A bunch of fat dudes walking around. They came to walk in cadence. It's like we need to.
And our enemies see that.
Yes. Yes. And, look, there's definitely a Jewish problem. There's definitely an Israeli problem here in America. I get it with the lobbying and the wars in the Middle East. But we need to handle this so that we can focus on the real problem, which is, I think, China. That's the biggest threat.
Well, that's my point to people is people politically kind of woke up. I was making films about the Liberty 20 years ago and having the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff on exposing it. No one can do more interviews with me on Liberty because they're all dead.
Yeah.
My point is
covered 9/11. You were talking about the
all
Israeli,
of it. My
Israeli
point is there's big stuff to deal with. There's also this thing, and I get most Muslims aren't radical, but the leadership is. It wants to be expansionist. The CIA, Mossad's funding it for this class of civilizations. But people have to understand that. Look how they just turned over Syria to Al Qaeda. My point is there's a lot of other big issues.
Jolani. That's crazy that Ahmed al-Shar is the president of Syria. This guy was literally an al-Qaeda guy for, decades, and he's shaking hands with Trump and Marco Rubio. Nuts, man.
Well, I'll tell you what I don't like about Netanyahu. Because he gets called the carpet by Trump and others. He doesn't think about any of the secondary effects of what he's doing. It's all about him, not even Israel. He doesn't even want to hear about we got to pivot from Russia to China. It's all about keeping us in the Middle East for Israel. That's crazy. Israel, you got nuclear weapons. You make way more money than we do on average. We're in debt. You're not. So stop.
They got health care for their people.
That's my issue with Israel. We need to be worried about China.
Yeah.
We do not need to be worried about Israel. You can take care of yourself.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's why I'm so against giving them.
But that's what it is with the Jews on average. They're all bullied by Netanyahu in the lobby. The ADL's the left, Likudus to the right, but it's all Apex the right. It's all it's one track mind. And I'm just like, guys, you've already beaten all your enemies. What are you doing?
It's, they want complete dominance. And the other thing too that pisses me off is they bombed Qatar a month ago. Dude, we have a military base there.
We have
like,
three.
Like the biggest.
But that's the thing. I was here. I'm getting Qatari money. I know that's our ally.
Yeah, that's our ally.
They defended Israel and they just, Netanyahu, oh, maybe Qatar says I killed Kirk. No proof. So what is that? Israel's jealous of Qatar actually being the most important ally in the Middle East.
You can make that argument because we have a huge base there. We did a huge deal with them financially, right? That Trump was, there's a reason why Trump went to the Gulf first and now he's only visiting the Knesset, what, Monday? Took him how long to finally go to
the Gulf? Yeah, so it's jealousy by Netanyahu. My point is, I know everybody, folks, this Qatari thing is made up.
It's...
They defended Israel with their missiles.
Yeah.
Jordan does,
Qatar does. When Iran was shooting all these missiles over, the Qataris shot a lot of it down. And so did the Jordanians as well. So, you know.
So why would Netanyahu run them down?
I guess his guy said, hey, we can get these Hamas guys. We got them. We know where they're going to be. We're going to do it. And he said, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do it. And they went ahead and they bombed them.
No, I know. But this trope that anybody that doesn't agree with everything Netanyahu says works for Qatar. I ain't seen no check, never been contacted by him. My point is, we got three major bases, our biggest Air Force bases there.
Yeah.
And then they're literally, Netanyahu's blaming them for saying he killed Charlie Kirk with no evidence. I'm just like, dude, you're attacking your ally.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is that?
He just doesn't give a fuck, man.
Why did they pick Qatar to make them the devil?
The thing with Netanyahu is, he will blame everyone, he will do what he needs to do. Right, to control power, to push the narrative. And then they just acquired TikTok, too. So it's like, you know, we're going to see even more.
Oh, it's like the head of Meta censorship goes, yeah, the Jews have taken over the internet. And if you say we took it over, we're going to censor you. Did you see that clip?
Well, yeah, Jordana Cutler runs Meta.
Yeah, she said that. Yeah. And then he's like, we just took over TikTok with Larry Ellison, and now we're going to, you know, bully Elon Musk.
Yep.
And I'm just like, dude, he's literally trying to stir stuff up.
Yeah. And not only that, like, you know, if you look at YouTube for a very long time, who ran YouTube? Susan Wojcicki. She also is a Polish
Zionist
Jew. She passed away.
Took the shot. Yeah.
Yeah, she, and you know what's funny? I was reading an article about
her son was a big listener of mine.
Really?
He still is. Yeah.
Oh, I did not know.
We're sorry for your mom. You should come on, son.
I will say this. She said,
I had to take Alex Jones off. My son's a big fan.
She did say that she had to take you off. And then another thing she said was, oh, I go after people like Alex Jones and people that talk about anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. I was reading an article before she passed and she said
that. And see, that's my issue. I've been on it for 31 years.
She drives herself
I've always exposed Israel when it's bad. It's just not the only thing doing bad things.
Yeah.
And then, as I
said in her article. That like she went after people that are anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, and she had mentioned your name.
I know. But see, that's why they don't like me, because I don't hate Jews in general. I'll oppose any corrupt power structure.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't think it's been caught before. They're funding a lot of the crazy stuff with made-ups about Israel discredit. That's what they're doing.
Who's funding?
The Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL.
Oh, yeah, fuck that. Oh, my God, man. Yeah, that's...
You understand, like, they create, like, crazy stuff, like...
Oh, yeah, no. And the thing is, like, these guys, like, they write hit pieces on people like me, you, Nick, whatever, right? Get us banned off everything, Media Matters, ADL. It's like, there's, like, a whole censorship regime in America where it's, like, they write a hit piece, they lobby to these social media companies. Did you know that this guy's on your social media platform making money? And then they, like, censor you.
Oh, that's the former MSNBC head censor that has the Onion that's trying to take over InfoWars. He was the Brian Stelter of MSNBC. They're literally trying to take us over right now. But that's my frustration. It's not that it hurts me to guys, you know, sitting there doing all this, attacking me. It's like, literally, I'm under the ADL constant attack for decades. I'm just trying to be fair here. And it's this thing of saying, oh, you work for Israel because I don't wear a Hugo Boss uniform. Because I don't like Hitler.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. You were one of the first guys talking about the Israelis being involved with 9/11. You know, people got to pay their homage, man, and show some respect.
Well, they always show the old clip and go, where's this, Alex? Well, you ain't tuned in.
Yeah.
That's my thing, is they go, oh, look, he said this the day after 9/11. Where is he now? I said it 10,000 times since then. I don't have to prove myself, these kids in their basements. And I'm not mad they're kids in their basements. They just need to stop with this claiming people that are telling the truth that are on their side of their enemy just because it makes them feel holier than that. You see what I'm
saying? And you bring guys like me on, you bring guys like Nick on, etc. Like, you wouldn't bring us on if that was the case, if you were like a shill for Israel, as they claim. Like, you bring people on like us to talk about this shit openly without, like, you know.
I know, but here's my thing. We don't have to prove to these kids that we're truthful. They just do that, and they need to become men and not do that.
Yeah.
Here's an example. We have breaks at the end of the hour and middle of the hour. They always take a clip, we go to break, and say, Alex is censoring. No, the break's been the same for 27 years. At 28 after, we go to break for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
When we go to break, they're going to take a clip and say, I censored.
Of course not. No.
I mean, this is mental illness, guys.
Right now, you've never censored me.
You need to be men. I invited you here. I wanted you on. You came. I appreciate being here in person.
Of course.
You need to be men. It's not about I can't take your criticism. You need to stop the mental illness. You can spend all day hating Israel. Okay, I'm just saying you got to focus on China. At least, like you said, you got to learn to see other points of the compass.
Yeah. No, I mean, you can't just be honed in. Like, obviously, right? You guys know me. Israel hates me. I hate them too. But you know, the biggest problem here is I think that China is gaining more and more influence, more and more power.
And Israel sells our weapons to them.
And Israel, yes, and they steal our secrets as well and sell it to them. So. I do think that China is something that we've been ignoring for a very long time, and we need to focus on and get out of the Middle East.
We got 8 minutes to break. I want to open the phones up and take calls for the whole next hour. But let me ask you this.
Do it.
And we'll get into Trump's Peace Prize and all the rest of it he didn't get.
Sure.
Charlie Kirk, though.
Yep. Rest in peace there, man.
Nobody's buying the official story. I don't know what happened. Where do you see that going?
Man, I like what Candace is doing. I like that she's, you know, taking an adversarial approach to the official narrative. And I think we just need to keep asking questions. And, you know, like I said, I'm open to all theories. I am still taking in information from all things. I'm waiting for the FBI to release more information. And, you know, the Utah State Police, I'm waiting. I'm listening to what Candace has going on. And honestly, at this point, like, I'm open to everything. I don't have a concrete theory in my mind of what I think happened or what I'm like sure happened. I'm open to all theories at this point because honestly, healthy skepticism is very important. That's how we keep our government accountable.
Absolutely. You know, first few days, oh, the guard shoots him under the arm. Clearly it's a cell phone.
Yeah, it was crazy, like that. Yeah.
Or this guy's got a bottle of water and I'm a traitor each time. Of course, those theories have all been dropped.
Yeah.
But 30-odd-6 front of the throat, that ain't true.
Yeah. There's no way. Like that was when they said they're 30. I was like, wow. Like that's and then like there was some talk about like his bone stopped the bullet. I'm like, what?
Man of Steel.
Yeah, I was like, what? Like, and this is the problem because this is why no one trusts the official narrative because of stuff like that. You know, just stuff like that. So, you know, I hope we figure out what happened, man. It just like and then just everything that happened after with you know the memorial and everything. It just so many questions, man. So many questions. There's more questions with the official narrative than, you know, answers.
Well, for the memorial, they do this all the time. They're going to put a good face on it. That's what I would do if my spouse was killed. I mean, I would gut up and, you know, I mean, that she is an actress. She is a person that does that. I mean, so they're like, oh, look, she looks great. She's doing a great job. Well, they do it every couple days.
Yeah. No, she is an actress. She had been like on a reality show, if I'm not mistaken, prior.
Yeah, but I mean, they do these events all the time.
Now, there was, let me ask you this. Like, they were saying that, like, you know, how did they get the arena, you know, locked and secured and have this event ready to go within just a couple of days? Within what, 10 days?
Well,
that is something that I was like, I was a little confused about as well when I heard that.
Well, when you're in the power structure, you get stuff done quick.
Fair. I mean, you know, it is, I'm trying to think, who used that arena? Is it the Phoenix Suns that used that arena?
I think it should all be investigated, but if you look at certain slots, you call 10 places, what's open, you pick the one, boom.
Fair. I mean, and he did have, obviously, a lot of connections in Phoenix. It's just, like I said, a lot of questions. We don't know what's going on. You know, I know Candace is doing her investigative journalism. I know people are saying, like, you know, was it Tyler Robinson? Was it Israel? Was it... there were crazy theories everywhere, even saying like his bodyguards were involved. Like there was just theories everywhere. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to look at all the evidence and I'm going to reserve my judgment. That's my biggest thing is I'm just going
to. Well, yeah, because again, you're supposed to wed yourself to each new theory. They all fall the wayside, but we know the official story is not true.
Yeah. The official, there's too many holes in the official theory, man. I don't like just the fact that they didn't show, like, if you guys are so sure he's the shooter, show us him prone shooting the rifle,
which means they have the footage. They won't show it.
Yeah.
That's pretty conclusive there's a cover-up.
And then the 30-odd-6 also, that doesn't make sense. That does not make sense whatsoever with the injury that we saw, right? If he had got shot with a real 30-odd-6, I mean, you're a hunter, his head would have exploded, God forbid, right? Like, that's what would have happened if he really got hit with that. So lots of questions. We got more questions than answers, honestly, with all the pressure.
All right, there's a lot of other issues and angles to hit here. I want to get into Trump and the Peace Prize.
Yep.
Now, the average person could care less about a Peace Prize. But from talking to people in the establishment, they're obsessed with it. Bill Gates wants it. Bill Clinton wants it. Al Gore got it.
Trump definitely wants it.
Henry Kissinger got it. And then now they didn't give it to Trump, and so he's all pissed off.
Henry Kissinger getting it is crazy. After bombing, like, all of Southeast Asia.
Obama got it before he even got into office.
Yeah.
And then so let's play one of these clips here.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about this. Let's play the Nobel committee head. They said, we only give the award to people of courage and integrity, like Al Gore and Henry Kissinger. And then we've got after that Putin saying Trump deserved it. Let's play those back to back. Here it is.
U.S. President Donald Trump has repeatedly said he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize and he'd like to have it. He even said that it would be an insult to the United States if he doesn't get it. What does your, as the chairman of the Nobel Peace Prize Committee, think of this, and how has this campaign-like activity by the president and his supporters domestically and internationally affected the deliberations and the thinking in the committee?
In the long history of the Nobel Peace Prize, I think this committee has seen any type of campaign, media attention. We receive thousands and thousands of letters every year of people wanting to say what for them leads to peace. This committee sits in a room filled with the portraits of all laureates, and that room is filled with both courage and integrity. So we base only our decision on the work and the will of Alfred Nobel.
Это не мне решать, кому присуждать Нобелевскую премию. Во-первых, мне кажется, и вряд ли кто-нибудь из вас или из ваших зрителей и слушателей.
Here we disagree.
Вряд ли.
Unlikely.
Сейчас скажу.
Let me explain what I mean.
Были случаи, когда комитет этот присуждал Нобелевскую премию
мира,
которые для них ничего не сделали.
Folks.
И на мой взгляд,
решениями
они нанесли огромный ущерб авторитету этой
премии.
Ну, человек пришел,
someone shows up for, boom.
Месяц через два.
What they, nothing. Обама.
Вообще ничего не сделал. Ну, короче, так.
How's that?
Работают, это же заслуги за какие-то нужны. Ну, и поэтому авторитет, мне кажется, он...
You need to explain the prize has.
В значительной степени утрачен.
Lost credibility.
Бог с ним, не мне судить.
Но, not to judge.
Но...
No.
Достоин ли или недостоин действующий
президент? Give it to the U.S. President deserves it.
Я не знаю. Но он реально много
делает
для того, чтобы... Для того, чтобы разрешить...
Hard.
Такие сложные,
on long standing.
Десятилетиями длящиеся, годами, а то и десятилетиями длящиеся кризис.
Crisis.
И уже
he's
точно,
genuine
я
знаю, about it.
По отношению
Lee.
К кризису на Украине.
Он, Ukraine situation.
К этому. Чего-то там удалось.
Some things worked, удалось. Some didn't.
Может быть, еще
Anger's talks.
Много удастся сделать.
Нас might they too.
Договоренности
more.
И
progress.
В Анкоридже. Но... Но уж он точно
he's definitely
старается, точно работает над этими вопросами, вопросами достижения мира и разрешения сложных международных ситуаций.
Issues.
Вот самые...
I'm sorry, that's weird how that works. We just throw them up really quick, so I had to read it fast. It's only for a second.
No,
but that's true. He's saying it's discredited. Al Gore, Henry Kissinger, give Hitler one. I mean, it's totally true. People say, oh, you work for Putin. My problem with Putin is I agree with like 99% of what he says.
Yeah, no,
what am I supposed to do? Lie and say I don't agree with that? Totally true. Sounds like Alex Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Putin gets a bad rap, man.
Stay there. The mighty, incredible talk show host is with us right now. Myron Gaines, X on X. Myron Gaines, stay with us.
Alex Jones. Patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger. Faster, louder.
to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, in your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are unified by our spirit that God made, and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe, and I will always say in public, that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They have declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
All right, China is basically saying they're at war with us. Trump is as well. Things are escalating quickly. This is all totally insane, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take your calls. Also, Candace Owens is going right at what I have been focusing on. We'll hit this next segment, because some stations don't care this first five.
Hey, we never got the autopsy either.
Well, they won't. First they said, then they didn't do it, and now it's bullet fragments. It all hinges on this. So I'm glad she's there. I'm not saying we were ahead of it 3 weeks ago. We were making this a key. So that's coming up. But I also want to hit some of the other big issues we're facing here. But you're a former DHS, Border Customs Enforcement.
Yeah, I was a special agent with HSI, Homeland Security Investigations.
And you've been very fair about this. And I like Nick Fuentes. Yeah. I think he's a, he means what he's saying. But when he said Trump isn't doing a good job on the border, you were here 6 months ago or whatever it was. You said, no, I know people in there. They dismantled it. You see them scaling up. I got to say they're heroes. They're doing constitutional duty. You'll see two guys out with 50 people attacking them trying to get a guy. I mean, have you changed your view on that, or is Trump?
No, I think he's been doing good with immigration. And I could kind of talk about it from, so I was.
You're an expert.
Yeah. This is what I used to do. So, like, I started my career in Laredo, Texas in 2014. Obviously, I came in under the Obama administration, and there was, like, a border crisis when I came in. People were just coming, storming across the border. They knew they'd be able to get in, et cetera. Then when Trump came in, Trump really made it a bit easier to send aliens back, because what we were doing was, when they were getting caught, they were getting what's called an expedited removal, or an ER. And when they get an ER, they have to get deported back within 2 weeks. And the good thing about that is they're not coming into the country. They're not really utilizing too many resources. They're not staying in custody too long. They're going right back over across the border. So that would, like, made it a lot easier to send guys back and deport them, because whenever you catch illegal aliens, you got to figure out a way of how you're going to, the disposition of how you're going to deal with them immigration wise. So, that's when Trump came in. Now, to put things in perspective, when Biden came in, these illegal aliens were getting what's called notice to appears, or NTAs. Now, when you get an NTA, what ends up happening is you get a notice to appear in front of an immigration judge. But the problem with that is that you might not see an immigration judge for years, because
they're the average 7 years.
Yeah, it's nuts.
But bottom line, to dumb it down for people,
yeah,
they dismantled it all. when you see your former colleagues, I'm not a brown noser for federal police. I mean, when they do bad stuff, I'm against them. But this is heroic stuff we're seeing. I mean, these guys
it's great. And they haven't been able to, and I want to make this very clear. Like, we haven't been able to do interior enforcement, right, for a very long time. I left the agency in 2020 because basically they said, hey, you got to pick one, you know, either internet or be on the job. And they had to make me pick. So I ended up resigning. But I left in good standing. For any of the idiots out there, I literally still have my SF-50. I might put it out there and show you guys that it said resignation. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. But yeah, so interior enforcement was very difficult to do because, you know, in blue cities, they wouldn't want to come out and help you. You know, it's considered like, you know, frowned upon to conduct immigration operations. Work site enforcement, I remember, was a big deal. If you did any type of work site enforcement for investigation where you'd be raiding like a farm or a factory or anything like that, and either illegal aliens, you had to notify headquarters ahead of time. It was a lot of red tape to get anything done. So now they're finally like going out there and making things happen. Now, granted, they're using every federal agency. They're using ATF, FBI, HSI.
They've conscripted 30% of the FBI.
Yeah, they're using everybody, but the reason why they have to use everybody is because this has been a problem. This has been a can that will be kicking down the road for a very long time, where people have been coming into the United States and staying here illegally. And then not only that, people think we got people coming in illegally and that's just the problem. No, we got people coming in legally and then overstaying their visas.
Let's come back and talk about that.
Yeah.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, former federal DHS officer on immigration, Myron Gaines is a studio, very popular podcaster, number one men's podcast, Fresh and Fit podcast. Putting a book in on this, though, people that are criticizing Trump for not reaching the numbers of deportation he did his first admin, they don't know they dismantled the enforcement system.
Yeah, no, I can say definitely he's doing a good job because he's doing interior enforcement. Doing interior enforcement is significantly harder than just doing, well, he shut down the border, which is good, which freed up Border Patrol to go into these interior cities where they're doing this interior enforcement that you guys are seeing now. And I haven't seen a president do this ever. And this has been a problem that we've been dealing with.
It hasn't really happened for real since Eisenhower.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's good that he's doing it. And, you know, I can definitely say, you know, they're using all the law enforcement agencies to do it. Even agencies that don't even have Title 8 authority like ATF, they're out there helping. So it's good, man. This has been a can that we've been kicking down the road for a very long time. And, it's good that they're finally like,
well, if you can't control your border, you're not a country.
Yeah. Yeah. And he shut down the border. Now they're finally getting rid of the illegal aliens that are in. And then hopefully we can deal with the visa problem as well, because we got people coming in and overstaying their visas. Like, as many people as we've got coming in illegally, we got people coming in legally and then abusing the immigration system as well.
So 9.5 months into the Trump administration, give your honest report card.
For immigration?
All of it. Just,
okay. So for immigration, I'd give him a B. I'd give him a B. You know what? Here's the thing. Let me compare him to other presidents. Compared to other presidents, I'd give him a B+. Because I got to compare him to others. Because, like, what I would do, like, I got to be realistic here. That's different than what he's doing as a president. I'd give him a B+ compared to other presidents, for sure. Foreign policy. I like that he at least had discussions with Putin. That's better than Biden, right? I do want to end this war in Ukraine. It's a little harder than he thought it would be. I don't like all the support that we've been giving for Israel, so I'll give him a C on foreign policy. And then what else? Let's see here. The economy? You know, I think, man, Biden left us with a nightmare no matter what. So I think with that one, maybe a B-. I think the tariffs on paper is a great idea. Could have implemented it a little bit better. What else?
But look at China. They've got a 97-98% control of rare earth mineral. They're now ordering all the countries they work with not to sell to us This is economic war. I mean, yeah. He was handed a disaster.
No, he was, dude. He was. And that's why, like, I feel a little bad, like, when it comes to the economy. And then also keep in mind, like, the economy was doing great until COVID happened under Trump. So, the first term. So, you know, it's very difficult, but I will definitely give him a B+ on immigration, right now. And then, with foreign policy, like I said, I like that he at least tried to talk to Putin, even though we couldn't really, you know, we still got the war going on. I don't like what's going on in the Middle East. I get that, you know.
I agree. So do you think this peace deal sticks?
I don't trust the Israelis. I just don't trust the Israelis, man. I don't. And I know that they had bombed, Gaza, like, you know, hours after it had
happened. Yeah. So let me bring this up then. We started with this, but the Democrats are saying uprisings, violence, you know, Kamala Harris, fight, uprising. What do they
do? She wrote a
do?
Book. She said that me and Andrew Tate kept her out of the White House. In her book, literally in her book, she said that she had lost, like, young men because of Myron Gaines and Andrew Tate. So,
well, that's probably true.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this then. If you're the Democrats wargaming, what do they do when they're in so much trouble?
That's a good question. Well, the big thing is mobilize these organizations like Antifa, it's BLM, etc. Because we know that anytime BLM mobilizes, they go crazy and they destroy the city, and that obviously becomes the focus of a lot of things. We know censorship is their main tool. That's what they do. We know for a fact that they colluded with YouTube and these platforms to censor people during the Biden administration. We know that for a fact. Is with all the platforms. Yeah, I mean, violence and censorship is what the left does.
Exactly. And then in the Podesta plan, when Trump responds with troops to lawlessness, which he's supposed to do under the law, not his right as duty, then they call him a dictator.
Like, what's
where
going
does
on
that
Chicago?
What do you make of Cash Patel getting rid of the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center for their advisory capacity in DHS? And
I was happy. I was when I saw that he distanced himself from the ADL, that made me very happy.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal, man. Because, guys, for those that don't know, like, for a very long time, the FBI was, like, pretty much, like, in lockstep with the ADL. So the fact that...
Oh, that,
like,
was a report in June of 2021, like, white supremacy is the number one threat. So for those that don't know, the left's losing its power. Trump's actually trying to dismantle it. This is seismic. I mean, so what do you think they pull?
Well, now that they lost the FBI, because we all know the ADL is an instrument of the left. Yeah, I mean, they're not having as much influence. Slowly but surely, they're losing influence. We see that YouTube is reeling back their censorship. They're allowing creators back on the platform that were terminated, right? I hope that you and Nick get back on. You guys should be back on there. Especially since you guys got censored for political speech, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Sure, so let's talk about this.
Sure.
Some people think Israel is what you're worshiping. It's God. You can't question it. I disagree with that. Some people think only evil comes out of Israel. I disagree with that. But regardless, the trance, the spell of anything Israel, anything you got to bow down, anything Jewish, that's over. I don't think anybody denies that. I don't want to have some cataclysm and some war out of this and some final solution either way or some sanction option. But with Israel doubling and tripling down to counter this, that's going to cause a bigger response. So the big question here is...
False flag?
Yeah, exactly. What I said with Tucker 6 months ago, and he said false flag, synagogue blown up, something like that. You can see that is the next move.
They've done it in other places, in Australia, for example. Like, they put, like, swastikas and stuff like that, and they find... Or like a fake almost explosion or like
yeah, Jesse dynamite. Smollett stuff.
Yeah, and like they said, oh yeah, like...
Remember when Trump first got elected, all these Jewish cemeteries got attacked. And Trump said, I heard it staged, they bust the guys doing it.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. So what I'm saying is, now that the trance is over, mm-hmm. and so much of the revolution now is about hating Israel, where I'm like, okay, it's important to kill, you know, taboos and sacred cows, but that's not everything. But it doesn't matter. That's where it is.
And they're going to use that to their advantage.
Exactly, to play victim.
Yes,
so I'm worried
absolutely.
About the Hegelian clash.
And this is why I tell people it's so important to be accurate. Like, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to have, like, your criticisms or whatever, name the people, name the events, be very articulate, be very accurate. And the biggest thing I always tell people is do not always denounce violence. We don't believe in violence over here. We debate, we have an ideology where our ideas we can inspire change without
violence. We don't believe in offensive violence.
Yeah, no, obviously defensive, but.
And the problem is, exactly. It's 2+2. You read my mind. False flags here. So.
Yeah.
Netanyahu seems very confident.
They're going to use all this anti-Israel.
He's planning something really nasty.
Yes, they're going to use it to their advantage. Absolutely. That's why I'm telling guys, you can't use violence, man.
I don't think anybody's even planning that, but it's going to be set up.
Yeah.
So let me ask you that. Israel lobbies coming in with total censorship, which will only make it worse with the Streisand effect. How do you see it ending?
That's a good question, man.
Because if I was Israel, I'd just shut up. You just defeated Hamas and Hezbollah. You've got all the big tech. You're doing well. Just move on. But Netanyahu loves the power he's getting.
He does.
So he's pressing it.
He needs it.
Yeah, and I'm just like, dude, don't blow us all up with you. Like, you know.
Yeah, he needs it because he's going to go to jail. So, and the other thing, too, is like they kind of need him because you don't want a Ben-Gvir or Smoltz or all these other like far-right radicals.
Sure, and I get in a fight going all out and I'm done. Guns a-blazing, fire all your guns at once and explode into space. But we're literally, what I don't like is we're being led around by the nose by Netanyahu, by his chutzpah.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
And, so is there any way to get him to stop?
He'd have to get out
of power. If he wasn't on such a power trip, he's won. He should just shut up. He should stop. But he's not doing that.
No, he's not. He's not. And you know, the other thing also, I've predicted this too. I think at some point, right, when Israel's ready to rebrand and not get hated by the world and everything, I think they're going to offer him up as the guinea pig.
No, you can see him like Zelensky getting teed up.
Yeah, I think he's going to get teed up as, oh, look, now we want to have diplomacy with the Middle East. Now we want to have peace.
It's like China after 20 years of Mao killing 80 million people. They locked him in jail.
Yeah, yeah.
And his wife.
And the ICC wants him, right? So maybe they might say, you know what, here's our... We're going to bring in another president. But the thing is...
Yeah, but you know Netanyahu knows that, so... See, all you guys want to obsess on Israel all day. I'm obsessing, too. I want to know where this goes. Like, have you thought about where this goes?
It's either they're going to offer him up or they're going to do some type of false flag to inspire and rally radical anti-Semitism laws, radical censorship that's critical of Israel, because they don't have the youth anymore. So,
it's a no-brainer.
It's cooked.
The left's going to hit a traditionally black college, which I said before they started hyping it. They're going to hit an illegal alien demonstration, and they're going to hit some big synagogue imminently.
I wouldn't be surprised, man. And now they're buying TikTok.
And then he brags about it.
Yeah, with all the influencers. Yeah, we're going to wage the eighth war on...
Like, again, like you got the head of Meta. She's like, we're Jewish, and we control everything, and if you say it, we're going to censor you. It's like, I couldn't paint you as a villain. Like, stop. I don't want to blow up Israel. I don't want the Guder Dameron. You know, I don't want the Armageddon, but it's just,
And with the Israelis, it's like, they'll go there. Like, I don't think people understand, like, the Israelis will go there. They will do what they need to do to preserve Israel. They will do whatever they need to do. I mean, we saw this with Golda Meir. Golda Meir, like, showed her during the Yom Kippur War. They were going to lose. A lot of people don't talk about this. They were going to lose in the Yom Kippur War. So what did she do? She moved the nuclear weapons around and telegraphed it. The Russian satellite saw it, and they're like, oh, you guys got to chill out. And Nixon had to give in the airlift because she was like, I'm going to bomb these Arabs with...
Well, no, they called the Pentagon and said, aim your satellite here. They showed them nukes on the tarmac.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And literally Nixon was like, okay, I guess we got his support. Otherwise he's going to.
So literally being held hostage by psychotics.
I don't care. Yeah.
Just like NATO's holding us hostage with Russia.
They are. Yeah.
You go, oh, Russia. No, the West started it, folks. They brag.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Russophile. Never been to Russia. Not against the Russians, I'm just tired of being held hostage by these people. It's like North Korea holding us hostage.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, if people are going to dispute the fact that, like, we didn't, like, antagonize Russia with the whole NATO expansion or whatever, like, NATO's created more problems than help. Like, it's served this purpose. I don't even know why we're still involved with them. It's a big, and I see Trump trying to distance himself. He wants to limit the amount of money that goes into it. It's a big bureaucracy. It's a bunch of BS, man. The whole NATO.
Well, we're being held hostage by these bureaucracies.
No, we are. Absolutely. Absolutely we are. It's ridiculous. And honestly,
the EU is a flagrant tyranny now.
They are. And
just like I'm not against Jews, not against Europeans, but I'm against their governments.
They're cooked.
And I don't say that as like a couch, like, oh, don't censor me. I'm already censored. It's not like, oh, I'm really secretly Hitler, but I don't. No, I genuinely love everybody. I'm not against the people of Europe or Israel. Your leaders are evil.
Yeah.
They're going to get us all killed.
And not only that, like, Europe has failed. Like, the
demographics is
demographics have failed. Like, it doesn't look like Europe anymore. Mass immigration is destroying it in every way. Their economies are trash. Like,
I mean, Europe's the new Soviet Union.
Slowly but surely.
All right, let's give the number out and take some calls on any subject you want, on Letitia James indicted, on...
What happened with Benny? We didn't get to cover that yet, right?
Which one?
Well, Benny Johnson, like some guy got arrested.
Oh, yeah, we got that. That's coming up.
Okay.
So, no, we'll do it right now. We got head of Homeland Security, Trump responding, Benny Johnson, I don't know. Guys, I get... What should I... There's
Glad
so damn
okay,
much.
Man.
I mean, I don't even keep track of it. Here we are. We're taking your calls on any subject we just raised. On Antifa declared an international terror group. You know what that means? You saw what Trump does to those boats. That's what that means. Like anything.
That's why it's a W. Because now you can leverage the intelligence agencies to help you as well with these. When it's a foreign terrorist organization, you can use a lot of resources.
Yeah, you're going to be an enemy combatant.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so this is the gloves are off, folks.
Thank God.
So any subject you want to raise, but on the 10 topics we've had here today.
BLM needs to be next.
Absolutely.
They need to be a terrorist organization.
The toll-free number to join is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Just have your comment ready because we want to go to you, go to the next person. But let's raise that. Let's play a little bit of Benny Johnson talking about his family being targeted. Here it is.
The individual who wrote me described why he wanted me dead. I was a white, cis, Christian Trump supporter. They described in great detail how I would be killed in an open field, just like Charlie, how much blood would come out of my head and neck when it was blown off. This individual described orphaning my four beautiful children and widowing my wife with great joy. You might want to say another left-wing radical, another extremist. And to that, I would like to direct your attention to the state of Virginia, where Democrats have nominated and are about to vote for the chief law enforcement officer in that state, a man who has done the exact same thing.
That's who they are.
Who's calling for the assassination by bullets of Republicans that he disagrees with.
And police.
The killing of their children. The slaughtering of, as he says, little fascists. Are my four innocent, beautiful children little fascists?
Remember they said Kirk's kids deserve to die.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not listening. Benny, I got 20 of these a day. I need a press conference.
Extremist. It is mainstream.
Did he put you with Pam Bondi and you get these guys arrested, huh?
And we need a moment of reckoning here. This has to stop. This cycle must end. Is any Democrat courageous enough to disavow violence?
We have the mayor of Chicago saying go to full war.
Individuals that espouse
National Guard
these
being
things,
coming
like
in.
What happened to my family, or what's happening in Virginia, to call for those kind of candidates to step down? Will Democrats
By the
vote
way, they're defending
that
guy in Virginia that says kill cops, kill all the Republicans, kill their families. Like, that's going to be the AG, folks. That's crazy.
This has been a problem that's been, leftist violence has been boiling in this country for a very long time, dude. It's absolutely nuts.
But you cannot make peace with evil as a Christian. You cannot unite with people who want you dead.
They truly want to kill us.
I want you.
Believe me,
they want to kill us, dude. I get death threats. You get death threats.
Like, sell me on it. I don't know.
Like it's absolutely nuts.
I can't blow up my house now.
For that first to happen, we must understand the battle. We are fighting good versus evil, darkness versus light, and good must.
What about the guy they caught with 200 bombs about to blow up the Catholics at the Supreme Court meeting?
Nuts. Absolutely nuts.
And they gave the guy 6 years. They caught trying to kill Kavanaugh.
Oh wow!
Bondi.
6 years.
Cash Patel. Dan Bongino.
Yeah, memory, guys. Pull
the
it
FBI,
up.
The DOJ.
They caught him with the plan state. And the weapons. He got 6 years.
A federal state. Do we know?
That was Fed, yeah.
You know, it...
My point is...
We have a serious problem in this country.
As populists, We don't like play victim and just whine about stuff all day.
Yeah.
Another thing is Benny. I love Benny. He's a great guy. It's totally real. And the guy was coming to kill him. But I'm like sitting there going, God, we probably got 20 death threats right now.
Yeah. No, probably, man.
Eight years in prison.
It's absolutely nuts that this is where we are in America. And here's the difference, right? Right. If someone on the left, right, a colleague of ours on the left, maybe a political commentator on the left, like something happened to them, me and you would probably say, we need to find the person that did this. Like
100%.
Why is it that people on the left, like, they celebrate when we get killed? Or
the liberals are like, too bad ramming the cops in Chicago. Too bad they're not dead. They're literally saying it.
They literally want us to die. And it's like, if something happened to a big political commentator on the left, I would say we need to go find that individual immediately. None of us would be celebrating their death. It's crazy, dude. It's absolutely nuts. We have a serious problem in America with radical leftists and violence. We seriously do. They try to kill Nick. They assassinated Charlie. I've gotten a million death threats. People, I don't even leave my house like that much often because people, and with me, it's like the blacks, they hate me the most. You get death threats. It's like everyone on the right, it's like we've all dealt with death threats.
You're saying some of the black supremacists get mad at you as you tell some of the black folks clean up their attitude?
Basically, I tell them like reparations are a scam. Stop crying. Stop being a victim. Like stop being pussies. And they get mad and they say, oh, well, you're Uncle Tom. You're a coon, blah, 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 all this other stuff. So they hate me too. So it's like,
see, people don't get playing a victim is not good for your mind.
It's not. It's absolutely not. And it actually holds the black community back. I'm glad that Steven Crowder did that little bit at the barbershop so he can, you know, he see these idiots for what they are a lot of the times. This is what I deal with like every day with these morons. And they absolutely hate me, but I'm like, I don't care. Like at the end of the day, the truth is the truth. If it benefits you, if it doesn't, it is what it is. And we have a serious problem with black fatigue and black people being victims and crying and saying reparations. Why do we need to pay you money for work that you didn't do to be paid by people that never enslaved you? It makes zero sense.
Well, you know, 2% of the South had slaves. The vast majority of people in the U.S. ancestors came here after slavery. They literally want, like, take the Ukrainian woman stabbed to death by the black schizophrenic. Yeah. And people are like, oh, she deserves it. Ukrainians never had black slaves. That woman doesn't even know what that is. She had black lives.
She was a BLM supporter. She was a BLM supporter. If
he probably could have asked her out for a date. He probably could have asked her out for a date.
Dude, if she was racist, she would be alive today. She should never sat next to that fucking idiot. Like, you know, and she was a BLM supporter. Like, her not being racist got her killed.
And he said, I got that white girl.
Ridiculous. Then he tried to blame it on demons after, saying like, oh yeah, something was in my mind, like some crazy shit, like I was infected. These guys don't take any accountability. Like honestly, if I was the
I would hate to see a white guy stab a black woman for no reason.
Yeah.
I would decry it immediately.
Yeah, it would be terrible. Like we need to honestly, like these guys just need to be tortured. I think we need to make like a live stream channel where these guys get tortured 24/7, live stream in HD, and I think that'd curb the crime. Stop putting them in prison.
All I know is the powder keg is here.
Yeah.
And the left's not going to give up. So let me ask you this. What do you expect them to do next, Myron?
You know, it's going to be either a false flag from the Israelis or these guys are going to continue to destroy cities or go nuts, right? Because I don't see it. Like, this isn't the first time. What's going on in Portland right now? They did this in LA with the riots. Like, it's just going to keep going.
Well, Trump sending 200 troops to Israel, perfect false flag.
Yep.
But Trump teed himself up before it was ever said. I said on July 13th, I said, next he'll say Iran's behind it. 3 days later, they did it. Then Trump goes, if I ever get killed, bomb Iran. He just queued it up for Netanyahu to get Trump killed.
Yes.
Then attack Iran and take him out and them. Bad move right there.
Yeah. And they've been the Israelis have been salivating for this war for years. They've been trying to get it forever, for decades, actually. You know, and the Iranians don't want war, dude. They want the sanctions gone. They want to be able to have an economy.
All right, we're going to break. I want to come back and go to Justin, Austin, the Texas Skeptic, Jack, Carlos, Kevin, Noah, Kurt, Jonathan, Sam. But Myron Gaines X on X. 60 seconds.
Yeah.
9 months into Trump. What would your advice be to him?
Please don't get us to war with Iran. Under no circumstances. We don't want any wars. No war with Iran. That'd be my biggest thing.
Schumer says he wants to keep the government locked down to have an explosion next Saturday.
What an idiot.
Do you think the Democrats will be successful?
As a guy that's worked in the, you know, because I went through the last government shutdown, actually, funny enough. Political posturing, man. These guys, and the thing is, like, the government employees still got to work. They'll get their back pay and everything else like that. You know, a lot of these guys end up just getting a vacation. Like, the people that are essential have to go to work. But this is political posturing from these guys. I think they're pissed off about the big, beautiful bill still, if I'm not mistaken. That's what they're really mad about. So we'll see what happens.
That's one of Trump's biggest successes, is cutting NGO funding.
Yeah, the Big Beautiful Bill, you know, there was some, look, it's so big, like, you know, pause. There was a lot of good parts of it too. Like, obviously with the, a lot of it had to do with like immigration funding, well, immigration enforcement funding, which is good. You know, tax cuts, all this stuff.
It was like $100 billion in there for that, right?
Yeah. And then also he got rid of like the SNAP benefits, the welfare. So all the porch monkeys got to go back to work.
All right, Myron Gaines, stay right there. Let's take some phone calls when we come back in 4 minutes. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feed right now on Exit Real Alex Jones, band.video, Infowars.com/show.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force. Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, you know, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
truth in a world of deception. It's Alex Jones.
On the warm today with Harrison Smith coming up. We're going to your phone calls right now. We're going to move quickly through your calls, the order they are received. Justin in Texas, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Myron. Big fan here. Been watching you for 20 years, and I bought thousands of dollars worth of your product, and I'm going to continue.
Thanks for keeping us on the air, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. My question for Myron is, I've heard you, Alex, bring up the scripture in the Quran, and I know the Jews have, you know, done this and that. The Jews caused 9/11. The Jews did this and that, everything they're guilty of. But the Quran, my question is about the Quran. Alex has brought up several times that there's a verse in the Quran that says men can have sex with nine-year-old boys, up to 9 years old. Is this true?
I don't know, man. I mean,
Myron, I don't think are you Muslim?
I am Muslim, but I'm not like a devout, like I don't practice as much as I should.
Yeah. I mean, I've read all that stuff before in there. I don't remember the exact places it's in, but yeah, there's, I think Muhammad, didn't he marry like a 9 year old?
That's what they say. I mean, there's, see, and I'm not like a religious guy, so I know people are going to be like, Myron, you should know this, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not a religious guy, so it's not really my thing. Because there's a hadith that covers that where it's actually, Aisha was actually 18. But again, I'm not a religious scholar, so I'd have to.
Then I see these rabbis on TV. I don't think that's classic Judaism saying you can have sex with a girl until she's 3 because the.
Oh, yeah. With the Talmud?
Because the hymen grows back.
Yeah, it's.
I'm not trying to go there, but it's like, it's in there. I've read the Quran. I don't remember the exact spot, but it's like, if you are a shepherd and there is a boy, if he's under 9, you may have him to take comfort.
Yeah,
it's in there.
I don't know. So.
Everything's answered there, so. Anything else, Justin? Is that what you wanted to bring up?
Yeah. No, my only question is, like, all these guys, they run, like, the biggest platforms, and they say, oh, man, we're persecuted. We aren't able to speak. And I know, it's like you said, Alex, if I go, man, if I start a program and I say, the Jews are this, the Jews that, blah, blah, I will be, like, the biggest influencer there is. But all these guys that run the manliest programs, they all follow this book that says, dudes can have sex with little boys. And so that was my question. Like,
all right, I appreciate your call. That's what I tried to say is, I don't want Israel to be the center of the universe. All I'm saying is, it is now, and I'm wondering where all this goes, because that's all anybody wants to talk about, and I quite frankly am just sick of it. I mean, I like you said, China and stuff. There's this one-track mind, that's all people talk about. It drives me crazy. Austin in Missouri. Go ahead, Austin.
Okay, love the methylene blue. I would make a plea also that we relaunch the X3 so we can get our thyroids decalcified from all the fluoride in the water.
I agree. They've shut down InfoWars sales. We're barely hanging on. We want to bring back the X2, the X3. Great point.
All right. And on the Charlie thing, just a couple quick things I've learned from Dark Journalist, which you introduced us to. When there's a big operation going on, typically they're going to be released into junk conspiracies, which I hear you getting frustrated about. They keep sending us down these rabbit trails to give us fatigue on trying to actually examine the real independent investigation. And at the same time, they're trying to attack the people, which there would be no other incentive to attack somebody doing a independent investigation other than that they're trying to cover something up. And I thought it was very suspicious that after, you know, Israel got accused of being behind it, that Netanyahu the next week felt the urge to come out and say that, first of all, if you turn on Israel with your speech, that you're a Nazi. And then, you know, speaking about 8-front war, bringing up drones, which would be kinetic, and then also the information war.
Yeah, he had to know that would create a Streisand effect. Thanks for the call. Myron Gaines, I mean, why would he come out and say, I didn't kill Charlie Kirk? If I was if I wasn't involved and I came out and said that, that makes me the front and center.
Yeah, I mean, I think he did that because, you know, people like Candace Owens have an enormous amount of influence, and he probably said, you know, we got to do something, you know, to combat the narrative. And Israel's been doing really bad with the PR. So I think that he's, and also keep in mind that Netanyahu's like doing a whole press run right now. Like, if you notice, he's done a bunch of interviews. I think he did Tatum, he did Trigonometry, he did Nelk Boys, he did someone recently.
He wanted to go on Rogan, but he wouldn't do it.
Yeah, Rogan didn't want to do him. So he's doing a full press run now. So I think at this point, you know, since he's in the middle of this press run and this happened, you know, he felt the need to make two videos on this. Didn't he make two videos on this?
Yeah, he made a bunch of them, man. Yeah. He went on like a bunch of shows. I think it's more than two. It's like five, I saw.
Yeah, so he knows.
He went on Fox. He went on, he made a personal announcement. He went on Newsmax, a bunch of them. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
The Texas Skeptic in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I know you're getting tired of hearing about Israel, but that thread has not been fully pulled out. We have the Mossad blackmail operation that was Jeffrey Epstein. You have the victims of Jeffrey Epstein giving speeches at the Capitol simultaneously while Donald Trump is having a meeting with one of the clients, Bill Gates. How do you deal with all that?
Well, number one, we're talking about Israel the whole show, so it's more of a begging the question. Like Myron said, is there any place for China or the EU or human trafficking? All my point is that it's only Israel. So we'll give you what you want.
I pledge zero.
No. If a hurricane hits Florida, we ain't covering it. No. You got the floor. You called in. You're on. We are nothing but Israel is the devil 24/7. Go ahead.
Well, a lot of people are saying that you actually are a human centipede sewn to Donald Trump, and then he's sewn to Netanyahu.
So let's hit pause here. Just hold on a second. You see what I just did? Uncensored calls. You're here. We just spent an hour and a half on Israel. This guy wants to feel powerful, so he just said, I work for Israel. Dude, you just want to feel superior. You're pathetic. I appreciate your call. So pathetic. I literally said, is there time for, if an asteroid was coming towards Earth, could we talk about that? You get my point?
That was funny.
But the Israel cover-up is going to continue when you're on with Harrison.
Yeah, probably, yeah. They'll probably say something.
Well, yeah, we're going to continue the cover-up here. You see that? See that? He needs to feel powerful.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Sick. So, see, Israel's got big problems. We're against it. How sick are you that your own allies, you call in to say that so you feel like a big man? You are mentally ill. All right, Jack in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead. Mexico, Israel. More Israel. Hi, more Israel censorship. Go ahead.
Hi, yeah, Mr. Jones. You were talking about Israel decades before Fuentes and before it was Yves, but I think a lot of those are seminar callers. But anyway, Myron, I'm a huge fan. I love you so much because you're one of the only people who are going on the street like Charlie Kirk, even hardcore, more hardcore than Charlie Kirk, and taking on head first the
thank you so much
whole
for that.
Epidemic we have. So I really appreciate that. I love your material.
I'll be at Penn State very soon. We're going to go out on Charlie Kirk's birthday. So on the 14th, man, they can't stop us.
Yeah, those college things you've been doing is amazing.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I knew you were smart, but you really upped the game for those.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, dude. You're coming up for Israel, though.
Yeah,
what was that?
You're coming up for Israel.
I'm covering up for Israel. Yeah, I'm covering.
That caller's better than you. You work for Netanyahu.
He's going to find out. But yeah, no, you know, as someone that I went to Northeastern, right, which is like a prestigious school up in Boston. And I realized like how, you know, these college students nowadays are just indoctrinated and like retarded. Like they don't have any critical thinking, man. So I'm just like going back to the colleges and, you know, having discussion with these guys on certain topics that they don't want to. You know,
well, be safe because you're tearing the hell out of them.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate
anything that. Else, Jack, while we cover for Israel real quick?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Myron, do you think there is Zionist or Israel stuff going on in Mexico and South America with the president of
what, Sheinbaum? Oop, just covered up again.
El Chapo's wife wearing the Star of David.
Well, we know for a fact that, like, Israeli intelligence has worked with some of these, you know, cartels and, you know, taught them ways on how to dispose of bodies and military tactics and everything else like that. So, yeah.
But in fairness, so do the School of Americas.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, we have a whole school in the U.S. training them how to do that.
Training
in Latin America how to run death squads.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. CIA was...
Oh, cover for Israel. My point is I'm just being fair.
Yeah, the Iran-Contra, all that.
Thank you, Jack. Carlos in Canada. Let's keep the Israeli cover-up going. That's the whole show today. So John, Israeli cover-up. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Not at all, Alex. I'm concerned about World War III and where we're going to an irreversible
I'm sorry, we
direction.
Can't talk about cruise missiles to hit Russia. You're trying to cover for Israel right now.
Not at all. Let me just tell you, I love life, and I love people solving problems. We have a major problem in that we have a communication problem. The future historians will probably write about the period of Atlanticism between the empire builders of Britain in the time of Milner and the Rothschild.
But let's not hear about the Rothschilds and Milner group and actually geopolitics. Why are you cutting for Israel right now, Carlos? Sorry, I'm gonna stop. No, you're absolutely right. Well, we have the old globalist empire trying to square off against Russia again. We're on the verge of nuclear war.
And on the other side, you have BRICS, believe it or not, who are far from the Atlanticism idea, who have divided the Atlanticist Europe from the Ural Russia, and Russia and China gave, through the last conversation I had with you, when President Putin met with President Trump in Alaska, he showed him 2.5 miles apart were neighbors, number one. Number two, he came not as a conqueror, a winner in Ukraine. He came as a man who was basically...
Sure, and he just endorsed Trump for the Peace Prize. So, bottom line, why are we in danger of nuclear war?
We're in danger of nuclear war because if we don't put the Atlanticists in place, where they're manipulating, you call them globalists, basically, they're the Atlanticists, manipulating, they're giving rise to BRICS, who BRICS see the United States not as an enemy. They see it more or less as an agent. If you were to put together not east-west, but go from Russia to Alaska to the United States and South America, and you had a $17 trillion debt, and somebody offered you the Road Belt Initiative, where all of these countries...
Sure, Russia
come
wants
together.
An alignment, Russia wants world peace, and you are covering up for Israel. Thank you, Carlos. We don't talk about anything but Israel. I can't believe an Israeli operative called in to try to stop nuclear war. Folks, this is... I'm gonna expose these people myself. Like, Carlos is working for Israel. He tried to cover up because he wants to stop nuclear war.
He's a Mossad agent.
We do not talk about nuclear war with Russia. That doesn't exist. Back to Netanyahu. We only spent 90% of the time. I want 100% of the time. Kevin's calling about Charlie Kirk. You better say Israel did it. Kevin, go ahead.
Better say Shin Bet.
All right. Alex, this is BB. Come on, baby. This is BB.
Okay.
No, hey.
Hey, boss,
long
what do I do? Me and Myron Gaines are taking orders, sir.
Alex, thank you so much for everything you've done. Products are excellent. Look, long-time listener, listen to Hour of the Time on Ham. Watch you grow. Love you. Thank you so much for all that you and the crew have done. Okay, I called in because, man, I'm 55. I'm ex-Army. And all the videos and footage I've seen of Charlie Kirk's assassination, the Matt Baker viewpoint on shot from below, and already just a little bit just out of that, the ridiculous, there's so much that can be explained in that. That, for instance, the fragment statement that you had stated from the doctor's report and how it came up. And, you know, okay, fragments up in the neck. That is something to look at. The cavitational optics. When I first seen that first close-up, it's like, that's weird. My brain wasn't putting it together, but nah, not that direction. No. A lot of issues with the official narrative. Correct. The trajectory of how he falls off the seat. Okay. Now just hear me out real quick and I'll let you go. Trap, you know, the trap door.
Hurry up and blame Netanyahu or I'm going to have to hang up on you.
Yeah. No, I'm not blaming it at all.
No, you didn't.
So
shut
I have
up.
No idea. Okay. So, yeah, the trap door to the whatever it was too far to the left. Man, there's obviously a cavitation underneath that whole platform. So, I mean, you know, obviously, okay, for the love of money is the root of all evil, and I'm not in that echelon. But, I mean, I believe in the word of God, I'm saying. But, you know, that trap door doesn't matter where the trap door is. The fact is that there was a cavity underneath that hole where Charlie was sitting. So, there is, in my mind, I'm just saying, I can see all kinds of possibilities that make way more better sense ballistically why fragments, according to the doctor or whatever.
Well, there's a lot of ways Netanyahu killed him, but we know he did it. Thank you. We just agreed Netanyahu killed him. That's the most important part. All right, let's make sarcastic, folks. Noah in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Back to Israel, thank God. Noah, Israel conflict, set up, build up to something bigger. Go ahead.
All right, so there's above 50% chance we may already be in the tribulation. We know it all begins with a false peace between Israel and a two-state solution. So that's first and foremost. Netanyahu, as you said before, there's an alien force. You want to call them aliens, demons, fallen angels. He is guiding Netanyahu and the Israeli government to intentionally gin up this hatred of the Jews. So everybody, all nations, it says in the Bible, that will be turned against Jerusalem, all nations, including the United States. You see that about half, 60% of the country rapidly ginning up. And it says in the
and
Bible.
And Netanyahu is doing an excellent job.
He's doing an excellent job being ran by saying, whatever, it's intentional. So everybody, so when the Antichrist rises up eventually, somewhere in the Middle East, he comes in, it says he wipes out two-thirds of the Jews, another genocide, and everybody's going to cheer it on. These aliens that show up, this false disclosure, the patsies of the 31 Atlas, you know, oh, we have these UFOs on footage, whatever. No, it's giving you the wrong idea ahead of time. So when Satan does show up at the midpoint, in the middle of the tribulation, he's going to be this alien savior and his appointed representative on earth, the new God. It's going to be the Antichrist. Everybody's going to drop down and worship him, become cyborgs, integrate with the, you know. The
all right, Noah, thank you. Let's continue the Israel cover-up. We don't talk about Israel. We only talk about Israel. Let's talk to Netanyahu's calling in from Israel.
yes, Alex. The last guy did not work for me. I am Netanyahu, and I am very mad about this peace deal. I need more bombing. I need you to tell people that you work for me, Alex.
Of course, sir. What do I do? Yes, Netanyahu. Yeah. What are my orders?
Alex, I'm going to need you to start helping me a little more. I need to come on InfoWars tomorrow in person and talk to you immediately.
By the way, he wants on all these shows. I'll have Netanyahu on. You would too, right?
Yeah, I'd ask him some hard questions. I need more than 30 minutes, but, you know, if you notice, he's like, oh, only 45 minutes every time he does an interview.
I'll take 10 minutes. I'll ask him, why did you create Hamas? Why did you fund them? Why did you stand down? I only need 5 minutes. Netanyahu, come on. Boss, come on. Honey. Where's the check? I never got one.
Alex, I'll save InfoWars.
Netanyahu, I got to let you go. This is so retarded. Let's go to Kurt in Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I just remember back in the day when Owen Schroyer used to cover a lot of the protests, and there was one of the episodes, three Antifa thugs kind of came right up on them, and they had muzzles of
18-47. Wait a minute, you're covering up for Israel. We don't talk about Antifa. We only talk about Israel here. Why are you covering up for Israel right now?
Well, I just wanted to say that Owen held his cool, but I don't know if you ever had a muzzle right in your face like that.
They stick guns in our reporters' faces. They're terrorists, and they deserve to have a terrorist designation.
Yeah, as a Mossad agent.
Meanwhile, the cops are right there, didn't do a thing. So it's just fascinating.
No, I'm being sarcastic, but seriously, yeah, Antifa is. They must be freaked out because they thought they were above the law, Byron.
Yeah, they've been able to operate with impunity across multiple countries and states for a very long time. So I'm glad that Trump finally is putting the hammer down on these guys and making them as FTO as they should be.
Anything else, Kurt?
I'm going to hang up and listen. I really appreciate it.
Love you, Kurt. Thanks for just changing the subject off Israel. Good job. Check's coming in.
He's a SWAT agent now.
Oh, he's running out of
SWAT agent.
Jonathan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to throw out an idea, or like a little theory right here about the Charlie Kirk murder. I think that it could possibly be a FBI or a CIA asset or an informant or something like that that's just kind of gone rogue. It would kind of explain why Kash Patel has been kind of like, you know, either fumbling on purpose or on accident because he doesn't know anything and his own FBI is kind of like turning against him. And I think that the assassin that got Trump was kind of the same thing, because if you look at the past.
Oh, I agree. The cover-up of Butler parallels the cover-up of Kirk. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, we have more questions than answers, man. And, you know, Patel, you know, prides himself on, like, the most transparent FBI ever, which I'll give him credit. He has been way more transparent than
they released a lot of stuff.
Directors. Yeah, I mean, he released 33,000 pages already versus, like, Chris Wray, his entire 4 years in or a couple years in.
They threw the ADL like out.
13K. Yeah, they screwed the ADL out. So I will say a lot of people are critical of Kash Patel, but I will say that I think he's done a lot better than other FBI directors. But with this case,
which is what an Israeli agent would say.
They should be 100% open with this Charlie Kirk case, though, because it
Jonathan, go ahead. Great points.
Mass interest.
Myron.
Yes, sir. The reason why is because you still got leftover people from the FBI from the previous administration. And because of that, I mean, we already saw the two, I can't remember their names, but the two lovers that were doing the text messages between each other saying, hey, Donald Trump won't become president, right? And he goes, no, we'll stop him.
Insurance policy.
Yeah, exactly, the insurance policy. I think that there's a bunch of FBI agents right there that have been doing work. I mean, there was also that kidnapping from the governor that was egged on by these rogue FBI agents that were saying, hey, go kidnap her.
Why are you talking about the FBI doing a fake kidnapping? You're coming over Israel. We don't talk about Whitmer kidnapping or J6. Israel, we only spent 90% of the time as part of a cover-up today.
Yeah, we got to talk about the Jews more. Come on, bro.
Yeah, and which you're coming back on Harrison as part of the cover-up today.
Yeah, well, I am going to, yeah.
The war, we're going to cover this up by having you here. We can criticize. All right, I'm out of time. Let's do one more. Thank you, Jonathan. I can't take these calls that are on Charlie Kirk and everything. China can't take that call. We got to have an Israel call. We got one. Devon in Georgia, part of the Israel cover-up. You're on Israel. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? Big fan. I think, to make this short, I think we need to understand that this is political theater. When you're talking about Israel, like, we're not bringing up, like, Ashkenazi Jews. We're not bringing up, like, the real thing that it's based on. It's, like, political theater. We need to talk about bloodlines and that. People aren't, oh, it's because of gay people. It's because of this and that. No, this is because of 1,000 years of slavery, real like, terror. And, like, the way the news puts it, it puts it in like it's a movie. Like, we're dealing with, like, people who think they're chosen and other people who think they're goyim. Like, not even worthy of it. And, like, we're putting this ideas into political theater when it's not even good and evil. It's just like, listen, you people don't deserve to exist. Drink water, like read the Talmud, like eat, like drink their babies. Like this is the type of stuff we're dealing with. And then we turned it into political theater. And when we're talking about Benjamin Netanyahu, that's the type of person he is. He's dealing with, I'm chosen and I don't even care about it. It's not even from a dictatorship. It's just like, this is all or nothing. Like it's like a Wahhabist Muslim standpoint from a Ashkenazi Jewish, like it's not political theater. And we need to pinpoint, like, what is actually going on instead of just talking about, oh, he's gay, oh, he's black. No, this is like...
Well, Devon, I want to thank you for helping cover up for Israel today. That's what we just did this whole show. Good points, thank you. All right, sorry to Joe and John and Jared. The show's ending, part of the cover-up. But you're going to be coming on like an hour on the War Room with Harrison Smith to continue the cover-up for Israel.
Yes, we're covering up.
People can... That's what you do. Because you're not good, I'm not good. Everybody that says we're bad is good. Myron Gaines X, that's part of the cover-up.
Yep, part of the cover-up.
Part of the cover-up.
Yep.
Well, thank you for being here in town with us. I'm going to come see you in Miami. Come on your show soon.
Dude, you are always welcome. It'd be great to have you on with some girls for an after-hour show.
I don't know. I don't behave myself. Well, I'm gay, so it'd be a problem. So. All right. Hey, Harrison Smith is coming up with the Israel cover-up hour. Be sure and tune in for that as we cover up for Israel, because we're not good like you. And seriously, I need your support. So I'm funded by you. Big sale right now. Got the new InfoWars veteran line. We get one bottle of the RCMOS 50% off. That's how we fund the operation. Thank you so much. Great job, the crew. Myron Gaines, great to have you back in studio, man.
Always good to be here, man.
I asked you to come on a week ago. I met remotely. You just show up. This is amazing.
Yeah, no, man. I love it, man. I don't mind. You know, every now and then I need a break from the bimbos in Miami. So,
you want to apologize for coming up for Netanyahu?
Yeah. You know what, guys? My bad for covering up for Israel.
You did it again, Myron. That's just really bad right now.
Amen.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.